spread the truth. Document it. Prove it. Make it irrefutable, and you too will become dangerous to those who admire us in lies and enslave us in socialism.
But because they are lying, it's possible to expose them. And this is their Achilles heel. By comparison, we have nothing to hide, therefore we have no reason to lie. And we wouldn't want to, even if we could. Truth is a far superior weapon than deceit. It's a weapon which is denied to them. And in the end, it will be the decisive weapon that destroys them completely.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us today. Good to see you all. Another Friday is upon us, and it's the first Friday of 2022. So welcome, everybody. Make sure you're lined up, ready to go, buckled up. It's going to be a wild ride, ladies and gentlemen. So anyway, that's how she blows. Hi, Lana.
Hey. Yeah, I think it's going to be a good one. Yeah, there's going to be some twists and turns, but it's going to be a good year, I think, for a lot of us. Last year was shitty. But some people say last year was their great year. So
yeah, I mean, it was good in some ways, but, you know, that's how it goes. We'll see. Maybe, hopefully everything, all the predictions don't come true, but I don't know. All right. So where are we? January 7th. So we're one day after Erection Day. So we'll talk about that in a moment here. I just wanted to clear some stuff off first. Let me say thank you to a couple of people. Derek, very nice card. Nice. And this, of course, is one of the AFA Hofs there, the picture, too. I didn't even know they made those postcards. Have you seen those, Lana?
No, that's nice. I like it.
Thank you, Derek. Appreciate it. Thank you for the nice letter, too. We'll reply to you. Hey, Matt Bracken, if you're watching, you said you were watching. Thank you for sending your latest book as well.
Yeah, we got it a little late. It was delayed there.
That's right. Yeah, we have the P.O. box, if it's over a certain size, or the mailbox that we have. It's over a certain size.
It
just kind of sat around for a while. So I'm not even sure when you sent it, but thank you, Matt. It's great. Yeah. I'll send an email to you. I'll reach out. We need to get you back on the show and stuff, too. Also, Troy. Thank you, Troy.
Oh, my gosh. So
and,
cool.
And family as well, of course, the whole family there. But Troy, thank you.
We love Troy and Juliet. They're so cool. Yeah, that's awesome.
Handmade, good stuff. Little hammer there. Oh, is it cut off there? Look at that.
It's fine. The kids notice that right away. Nice. What is that? They like that. You know?
Very nice, Troy. Thank you.
I like it. Love
very nice.
Folk.
Appreciate it. Love folk. Absolutely. That's right. Absolutely. Thanks. Very lovely. And thank you for your support as well, Troy. We do appreciate you.
Oh, yeah, of course. You, and I do want to say, too, a big congratulations to our friend Tim,
yep,
whose last day at work is today. Congratulations. Nice. You are free at last. Free from a toxic shitlib environment, finally. I know, yep, he played an important role there, so that's going to be a big middle finger to them, and hopefully it's all downhill from there for them onto greener, more fulfilling pastures.
Yeah, that's right. So that's good. Remain pure-blooded always, of course. Hold the line. Something new is going to open up. It's going to get better. I think it's better for a lot of people that are holding out. Well, I mean, I talked about it Wednesday, right, but it's like the numbers are starting to come in now. And it's not coming to us through health officials or, you know, authorities or, you know, the CDC or something. It's coming to us from, like, insurance companies, because when, you know, the shekels are involved, right, then you're like, oh, we see an increase in the deaths here. And I know for now they'll try to attribute that to COVID-19 and stuff. But, of course, in reality, we know that this is because of the death jab, the clot shot. So this could get interesting. I mean, we'll see, but it does not look good.
Job or clot shot? New job or clot shot?
Life or this you know, corporate shit job? But
exactly.
Anyway, I wanted to get the right name as well, and I do apologize for forgetting. I think it's Stelios. I gave you a shout out to on the no-go zone, but thank you. I think it's Stelios. I do appreciate you. Thank you so much for the generous donation. Very kind of you if you're watching. But yeah, otherwise, let's start out with this one before we get to Erection Day. But you know the global warming thing? Have you heard of that? Global warming?
No,
you,
what is that?
I don't know. I'm not sure what that is. Here's some snow in Saudi Arabia. Do you see this yet? It is happening. It's actually a really...
Look, they're all out there with their phones. What is this?
Of course.
Not prepared.
Yeah. I think they like that. That's I think this is obviously like in northern regions, right? They have some mountainous regions and stuff like that too. But yeah, it's like massive. We've huge dump of snow here the other day. Now it's kind of melting again. But it's I saw Canada, parts of Canada is getting
cold this winter,
as we
predicted. Yeah,
it's a dark, cold winter, and then of course on top of that, to make matters worse, right? This is now when they're like outlawing wood stoves and stuff, right? Because you're not allowed to heat your home with wood. I showed in the Wednesday show.
Yeah, they're trying. Like, good luck with that. Yeah. It's
crazy.
Outrageous.
It is crazy, yeah. Right? We'll just kind of dive into it here. Never forget what happened on January 6th.
Oh, is that what happened?
judging from the media, yes. If we talk about reactions,
it all blew up, huh?
It was essentially a few nuclear weapons that insurgent terrorists used on our beloved White House, and it all blew up. And we had, I think around like, I mean, since it's worse than 9/11 and Pearl Harbor combined, I think we had about 10,000 people that died in D.C. on that day.
That's what they claim, huh? I remember we flew out of actually the D.C. airport the day after this happened, Erection Day happened, mm-hmm. and then the following day they had closed air traffic above D.C., remember, because they were so paranoid. So we barely flew out of Washington, D.C.
Barely got out of Dodge Way, which is crazy. Guys, by the way, if you want to join us today, enterbystream.live/RedEyesTV. I forgot to mention that. Odyssey.com/@RedEyesTV live is open as well. Odyssey is always behaving weird to me these days. So I can't even see the chat on the computer that I want to see it on, because it says live stream starts in 3 hours. I'm not a scientist or anything, but I think we're live now. But okay.
Hey, Cuck Free Zone.
Yes,
go ahead. We know you, by the way. We met him, by the way. We had dinner with him. Cool guy.
Cheers.
Happy New Year, Henrik and Lana. Here's to a great 2022 for our people. Yes, absolutely.
Thank you, sir. Good to see you. Thank you for tuning in. Let me see here. Let me do this. For those who don't know, here's
why Erection Day.
Why Erection Day? Well, it's because of this.
Who are going to sit and listen to the Senate impeachment trial of the former president of the United States, who has been impeached for inciting the insurrection?
I don't stand for anything. I don't care about anything except my own personal ambition. And if I have to embrace someone who just incited an insurrection against the Capitol that resulted in multiple deaths, then I will do it.
There will be a trial, and when that trial ends, senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the insurrection.
All right. So
what's on their
minds when they're talking about all this, right? Well, speaking about Schmuck Schumer, why don't we begin with him then and talk about this? It was basically like a nuclear detonation, a terrorist attack on American soil, and I can't believe this. This is incredible, right? So here he is. Talking a little bit about his experiences here. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer remembers January 6, 2021 insurrection on the United States Capitol. The wording there is incredible. But okay, listen to this here. PM.
Count the ballots. My first time as putative majority leader. Haven't even given a speech. About an hour later, police officer in a bulletproof vest, submachine gun strapped across his waist, grabs me by the collar like this. I'll never forget it. Senator, you're in danger. We got to get out of here. I was within 20 feet of these insurrection, I'm not allowed to curse, but sons of guns, okay? Had one of them had a gun, had two of them blocked off the door. Who knows what happened? One of them was reputed to see me and say, there's the big Jew, let's get him. You know, bigotry against one is bigotry against all.
I'm doubtful.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm doubtful.
And notice how he said allegedly or reputed. Listen to that again.
Blocked off the door. Who knows what happened? One of them was reputed to see me and say, there's the big Jew, let's get him. You know?
Oh, my God. He's got a real trustworthy face, by the way.
That's the face of trust,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. Not shifty whatsoever when I see that guy. I trust my life with him. Everything he says is truth. Yeah, I think the worst that was going to happen is, hey, it's Chuck Schumer, selfie time, you know.
Hey, Chuck, how's it going? I know you're a Democrat, but, you know, I hate what you stand for, but I'll defend your right to say it, man.
You and Israel,
that's basically
man.
What he would have gotten there. The narrative is just, I mean, it's just insane, right? I mean, if you had any other country doing what's happening now in the wake of January 6th, and it's all, you know, we're an inch away. I think let's actually play that. I think he mentions that in this clip, too, at the end, and we should play that. This, the prevailing narrative, is that we, at any time, we're just a half an inch away from a fascist takeover, a coup, a democracy is going to fall if we don't do all these things to prevent essentially right-wing white Americans from being able to, you know, vote or organize or, you know, basically. We need to lock, for all of our safety and democracy, we need to lock these people up.
Says the communist.
Here he says, remember he was the one who, was it Schumer? No, it was the Blumenthal, right, who went to the actual communist event.
Oh, yeah, no problem, no problem.
Just like, go, you know, go, anyway.
I'm on the phone trying to get the president, who wouldn't talk to me, but we did speak to the acting attorney general and to the secretary of defense to get Trump to call them to leave, which he didn't do at that time, he did it later. But we also resolved that we were going to come back
that
night
talk about
and
this as much as the Holocaust.
Oh,
we're not
going to
let these insurrectionists deter us from what our constitutional duty and job was, and we did. Finished
oh, now it's
three,
Constitution, huh?
Well, as long as
angry,
you can use it.
Angry people. Who yeah, for, to do
look at how angry they are on their phones.
For no reason
look at how
whatsoever.
Angry sitting there,
right?
This, doing a selfie.
They're trying to pretend that they just showed up to kill everybody that day. They're still running with that, which is
and
of course absurd.
Who died?
Right?
It was a female Trump supporter.
Yeah, I mean it was.
And a cop who had a heart attack later.
Wasn't there one also that was an older lady that was beaten to death by the cops? She got a baton.
Yeah, I think there was.
Her head,
there was a few people.
I believe,
that got
or maybe she was just
badly
injured or something. I forget what it was, right? But anyway, this is what he said. This is the narrative now. This is what they're running with. This is it. If any other country in the world would have done something like this. Let's assume Russia, right? Oh, it's becoming anti-democratic. It's targeting a segment of its own population, calling them terrorists. They're trying to suppress their, you know, rights now. They locked them up without trials. They're being tortured in jail, which, of course, now is a conspiracy theory, too. That was one of the headlines.
They literally are.
They would have sent NATO troops to that country.
Yeah.
They would at least called for, like, these leaders to, this is a regime, this is dangerous. We have
yeah,
to get
I know, that's why Putin always likes to point the finger back at them and say, oh, I think you need to take a look at your own country, buddy.
Yeah. So they're running this, like, well, basically, if we don't do all these things that we're now are about to do, which is, you know, basically locking certain segments out of society, maybe creating lists with terrorists, starting just that these people are organizing against us, we get a... You know, again, even people now that run for, you know, school board and stuff like that, though all of these people are now domestic terrorists and they're going to be locked up, right? So that's what they're going to do. And it's kind of also turning into this kind of weird, almost like a religious holiday of sorts, right? So look at the vigil that they held. Let's see if I have that video here. Yeah, here it is. This is yesterday, because we're one day, you know, in between here or after January 7th today. Listen to the singing and like all, but anyway, look at this.
It's a cult. I'm already laughing. Just like, what the hell is this?
Sweet home.
Yeah, they really love America, don't they?
They do now.
God in America now, huh?
Sweet home.
I know there were plenty of Republicans, though, that were also like, oh, yes, it was a horrible act of terrorism on January 6th, right?
Every day is January 6th now, the New York Times. We're always an inch away from an insurrection. We're always an inch away from democracy being overthrown. And democracy, of course, just to remind you, is the greatest thing that we've ever had in as far as any political system is concerned. It's the best one, and it's really, we don't have any other options.
But the people that were there protesting were taking part in democracy, weren't they?
No, they were insurrectionists, and they try to overthrow that, right? So look at this one. Democrats draft legislation to erect permanent insurrection memorial.
It's just going to be a big dildo right there, right?
Well, yeah, look, maybe a butt plug. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah. But just gets better.
House Democrats introduced a bill to erect a permanent attack on the Capitol exhibit on the grounds of the U.S. Capitol. Co-sponsored by nearly 20 Democrats, the bill dubbed the Capitol Remembrance Act would direct the architect of the Capitol to design and install in the United States Capitol an exhibit that depicts the attacks.
What politicians were hurt? Who was hurt? They're acting like
AOC,
they were all just murdered.
They called him get the big Jew. They were an inch away from killing him. Same thing with AOC. Remember when AOC was hiding in the bathroom and all that stuff? And it turned out it was actually the agents that were trying to keep her safe.
Yeah.
And she tried to pretend that it was the insurrection. She wasn't even
drama
in the same
queens.
Building.
They're just trying to milk it.
This thing that exhibits or depicts the attack on the Capitol that occurred on January 6, 2021. So this is what they're doing.
How are they going
to
depict that? I'm very curious.
I'm sure it's going to be something modern art, kind of ugly.
Oh,
right?
Of course, yeah.
It always is. But basically, we have had enough evidence from the Ray Epps to the Oath Keepers to even parts of the Proud Boys, which is admittedly been ousted as FBI informants and all this stuff, right? But we have another tidbit here just a few days ago from Newsweek where they talk about that there was a secret commando group. It was a new organ, like there's multiple different units of military, factions or different divisions that are specializing in different things that attended or were there that day. In fact, they were embedded like all over the place around. Some people said that after, like when the event was over, it started getting dark and stuff like that. Basically, like cockroaches, they were bubbling up from the crevices everywhere where they had like
and
been
it's
hiding
DC, they
and
have
stuff,
these
right?
Everywhere anyway, but yeah. Especially for these types of events.
Secret commandos with shoot to kill authority were at the Capitol. Yeah, you don't say. Sunday, January 3rd, the heads of the half dozen elite government special ops teams met in Quantico, Virginia, to go over the potential threats, contingencies, and plans for the upcoming joint session of Congress. The meeting and the subsequent deployment of these shadowy commandos on January 6th has never before been revealed, right? And they go through talk about Jeffrey Rosen, the acting attorney general, how he made the unilateral decision to take the preparatory steps to deploy Justice Department and so-called national forces. There was no formal request from the U.S. Capitol Police, the Secret Service, the Metropolitan Police Department. In fact, no external request from any agency, the leadership in Justice and the FBI anticipated the worst and decided to act independently, the special operations forces lurking behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So, I've heard
I'm sure they were just standing there and not doing anything, right?
No, of course. They're just standing guard and waiting for like them to just do a terrorist attack, right? So I've heard this critique from, and there's, of course, segments on CNN and the Iron Turks are talking about it. All these people are talking about it, right? And they're saying, well, I thought it was Antifa and all this stuff. And these are not contradictions. It's still, you can have
different groups,
a number of different groups
doing
that are
different
there.
Things.
Either they're working together on some level or they don't even know about each other. You can have a gay op inside of a gay op. That's compartmentalized.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's not a contradiction, right? It was admittedly like the guy was one of the guys there that they were talking about indicting now to the lefty Antifa guy. What was his name again? Jason something. He was Jaden X or something. He went by filming. Anyway, that guy, right? He was like admittedly part of like Antifa, but he was there to agitate. Then you had the Ray Epps, which seems to be part of the Oath Keepers type of group, right? And then you have the groups like this, like, secret commandos that are like embedded into this. And anyway,
you can literally just murder people on the spot. Yeah.
Right, right. We don't need it, but there's even more evidence now coming out that this is a gay op in sense. Were there a few hundred people that tried to push their way in and they fought with police and stuff? Yeah, sure, that happened. But that's like a tiny little faction of this. And again, we don't even know if all of those were genuinely there. Was this grassroots? Was it organic? Were they just instigated? Again, you got to keep in mind, at that time, a lot of people knew what they'd done at the election. They were genuinely pissed off, and they thought that this would be some kind of opportunity. And they just, the violence and the energy that was built up was definitely instigated, right? Ray Epps and these kinds of people, too, they were like ordering people, like, we're going to go to the Capitol, go in there now, do this. There's another guy called Maroon 5, I think Revolver News dubbed him.
That's a band, again, a really shitty band.
It was something. Yeah, that's right. Maroon. He was wearing a maroon like flannel shirt. They named him something like that. Maroon 6, I think it was. Anyway.
Maroon Beta.
Something like that. And he was walking around too. Same thing there. Like coordinating. They were on the phone. They had their earpieces in. They were getting orders. They went over here, opened up these gates. They went over there. You had the Capitol Police in one part of the building opening. Anyway, we don't have to go through all this. It's basically... It was a set. They couldn't, they couldn't even get what they wanted that day. Kind of like Charlottesville. They wanted death. They wanted like just absolute mayhem. And they couldn't get it because most of these MAGA, you know, conservative boomers that were there was essentially like, hey, stop that. You know, someone like breaking open a window and they actually like trying to stop them from doing it, right? These are good-hearted yet naive, dumb MAGA people.
Cuck Free Zone says, is that damage on Capitol Hill from congressional farts? I remember the picture earlier.
Oh,
Space King says, oi vey, it's another Showa.
Another Showa. In fact, we're getting to that. Check this out too, by the way, of course, a little bit of a timing issue here too with this, right? Calculation between two dates. Sorry, it's a little cut off there. Let me just pull that down so you can see. So between then, the 11th of, what is that, March 2020, when the pandemic was officially declared by the World Health Organization, and the celebration, if you will, the religious holy day of January 6th yesterday, happens to be 666 days apart. So, you
what
know,
a
totally,
coincidence.
Totally nothing to do with this weird ritualistic kind
really
of thing.
They really like playing on that, don't they?
They always do, right? I think we could listen to Kabbalah Harris, too. She had an interesting comment. And again, this is worse than the worst terrorist attacks on American soil ever. Listen to this.
Let's listen to the vice president.
Certain dates echo throughout history.
They do echo.
Including dates that instantly remind all who have lived through them where they were and what they were doing when our democracy came under assault.
Oh, my God.
Dates that occupy not only a place on our calendars.
They literally have all the guns and nukes and they're worried about a few guys with cell phones, you know.
Right. December 7th, 1941. September 11th, 2001.
Worse than Pearl
and
Harbor.
January
worse
6th,
than 9/11.
2021.
That's
you
all
can't
you have
say
to,
worse than the Holocaust, though. You can't say that. It's not worse than World War II.
We have film footage of what happened on January 6th. We have proof. Dwight Eisenhower during World War II made sure all the Holocaust camps were filmed. So we've got the film footage.
What?
So now we're combating conspiracy theorists, deniers, and some trumpeteers. But my worry is, what do we call this and make sure we honor this day, this dark stained day every year? So we've got to keep saying January 6th. I think it is like December 7th, Pearl Harbor, and it is like the 9/11 tragedy.
Wow.
And what's funny about this, JTech's pointing this out too. I was just going to get to that, but in the Entropy chat says, what's funny about all this too, though, is that Pearl Harbor was essentially a gay op, right? Because they knew ahead of time, right? Mm-hmm. They had scrambled messages, they had decoded all this, but they wanted America to enter the war, and they needed the excuse that they wanted. That's why even the books, or I'm sorry, was it PNAC? What was it again? Or was it the PNAC, right? Project for the New American Century. They were talking about, we need a new Pearl Harbor, right? And 9/11 is a gay op.
Inside job, yes.
And if you want to talk about wooden doors and chimneys constructed after the fact, you can, right? So anyway, I'm just laying that out there, that there's plenty of people.
It's funny
there
how a lot of these big ones are.
The biggest historical events that we have, there's a lot of people that have a lot of questions about them, and it might not always be exactly just like we are being told. But you know what? Again, I'm not an educated scientist, so can't talk about those things.
But there's educated scientists that do talk about these things, and they go to prison for talking about these things.
That's where it's going. and even the narrative, oh, these are lies. Well, Eisenhower filmed the camps. Okay, well, he did that. That doesn't mean anything. What do you mean? It's like, of course it was.
Well,
like
that would be
absolute.
That would be good because then we can actually look and see what happened there.
Yeah. But they didn't.
Was he filming his camps that he put the Germans in?
The
2 million that he starved.
No, okay. That was an okay genocide. You see, there's different kinds, you know. And so again, we're leading up to this now.
Good democracy, bad democracy.
The vaccine-free and presumably mostly white enemy combatant contingency inside of Western nations now are going to have to be rounded up. We're going to have to put them in some kind of camp to protect everybody, right? Okay, so I think...
Roberto. Oh,
yeah, okay, go ahead.
Says, a small donation to True Media Heroes, you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Dog Whistler, your comment about leaving out of D.C. reminds me. Happy anniversary on the move. Thank you. Hope you like the new environment. Happy New Year. Yes, love it.
Absolutely.
Love it.
Excellent. It's very good, actually. Very good. Check... Oh, no, not that one yet. Here, where are we? This one. I haven't heard that yet, but I predict it's going to be good. And I haven't heard it because I pulled it up last minute on a computer where I couldn't even get the audio output through. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Is it Ibram X. Kendi? Ibram X. Kendi, he wrote the, what was it, the white...
all these anti-white
Yeah, well, some anti-white
for children.
Book. It was like, yeah, the fight, the baby fighter or whatever. His Generous anti-racist video illustrates his aim to vilify white people. Imagine my shock. He's saying the quiet part out loud. Let's listen to what he says here.
But right now, it is critical to also identify the dangers of framing white people as safe, as innocent, as harmless. It is critical to identify the interdependence of dangerous blackness and safe whiteness. But now...
There we go. He's like New York Times, you know. Like,
all right, well, why don't you tell
highest up journalists,
tell these white shit libs to move into the ghettos of Chicago then and really just, you know, walk the talk here. And him, because you know he's probably living in, he's making lots of white bucks now, right? White guilt dollars. So he's probably in a white neighborhood. I bet you he lives in a white neighborhood.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, but regardless, he's also finally... they're finally coming out with this idea that whiteness, and we've talked about this for years, but they've kind of denied that. No, we're not talking about white people. Of course we're not talking about white. We're just talking about whiteness. It's a cultural thing.
He just talks
openly about, no, it's the whites. The white people are the problem, you know, kind of thing. So,
exactly. Thank you for clarifying that.
At some point, there's going to be real camps. I mean, if they get their way. I don't think they'll get there, but they'll definitely try. They'll definitely try to get us to that point, right? For safety of democracy, we need to round up all these white people.
Well, remember, they've said things like, you know, safe neighborhoods is white supremacy. Right? A system built on a system of white supremacy. It's one of the things, not only like being on time and being organized, self-sufficient, being a housewife, a good mother. I just did another video about this and was writing it.
Yeah.
But safe neighborhoods is another one of those things.
I think you asked me, was it yesterday, like, what are some of the other like kind of smaller things that they go at, you know,
and
being
it was
on time
yeah,
and stuff? And
we're basically just throw a dart at fucking anything. It's like, there's an article that how... It's racist because white people do it or have it.
Yeah, my point was like you have to start listing the things that are not associated with like, bad. What was the, how do I frame it? The bad white people or like what white people do? Anything that white people do that's not bad. If you can list a few of those.
Because it was like hiking, knitting, ballet, golfing, haircuts, you know, dog walking, like you name it. It's all been
working
called
hard,
racist
being independent.
If white people do it or have it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like unbelievable.
Yep. More of the anti-white circus here, of course. All the three men convicted in Ahmaud Arbery's murder sentence, sentenced to life in prison.
They just wanted blood. You know, it's all political at this point. It's not even... anything else?
So the sentence in Georgia on Friday, George Michael and his son, Travis McMichael, both received life in prison plus 20 years without the possibility of parole.
Jeez.
Their neighbor, William Roddy Bryan Jr., was sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole after 30 years. The three men were found guilty on multiple counts of murder for the killing of Ahmaud Arbery, 25-year-old black man, fatally shot while out for a jog in February.
So, you know, you and I were talking, basically we're coming into a time now where unless they're coming into your house and immediately on your property, like you can't just go out and try and take care of business here if you see something dodgy or sketchy. I mean, that's basically what they're letting people know.
And again,
if you're white.
If this was, if the roles were reversed, I would never say three black men were charged of murdering a white man, right? You wouldn't hear that. Listen to this here.
Three white men convicted of chasing and murdering Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia.
There you go, right? That's like, They always frame it like that.
Yeah.
We know who they think the enemy is, yeah. Right? I mean, this is just clown world. It's beyond that. It's a, yeah, as you said, like, just don't even, you cannot defend yourself. I mean, if your life is at stake, sure. I mean, you have to, right? I mean, your family or something, someone's like breaking into your home or something. But again, what they did there, for the most part, completely in the right, as far as I understand the situation. And again, he, in fact, tried to take the weapon out of the hands of the guy that was holding it. At that point, it's basically like every in safety instruction manual, every self-defense guidebook that you've ever seen, like, if someone's trying to take your weapon from you, they're going to kill you. You know, that's like, that's basically the rule there. So they defended themselves, we don't have to get into
that.
We
live in an anti-white age, and the yes. courts are rigged against us.
Yeah, while, of course, they're spinning the opposite, right? Well, I mean, speaking of the future here, why don't we have a little slice here. I have a couple of TikTok videos, a guy that's going through TikTok videos. And yes, there's some kind of boomery, cringy takes, but overall, it's funny. Joey B. Tunes, I think it is. He's done a couple of good ones. Check out this one. This is apparently a new TikTok trend, but also, I mean, this is self-explanatory in the video, but the sheepish cult mentality here of is this what we're doing now? Someone sees three videos on TikTok, and then that's the trend, and that's what we all have to do. Look at this here. This is just insane, right?
What is this now? What? Wait a minute. Why is she doing the same thing and lip syncing to the same song? I hope we're still friends and I hope you don't mind. What does this have to do with turning your head? So we're showing off our side profiles now? So we're looking at our side profiles? Now we're even copying the same question? I mean, do these people have an original thought or action to share with us? They're all just mimicking every single detail about each other all the way to the caption. Is everyone under some sort of mass psychosis? I heard that you use this sound to show off your side profile. What are you talking about? You can use any sound you want. Why don't you lip sync to the sound of migrating sheep? I think that would be the most fitting soundtrack to what I'm witnessing here. Then you got this one. Can't even lip sync. This is like watching a kung fu movie with English overdubs.
And I've got friends in many places. I know everyone there is to know.
Now you go out into the world. Always be merciful.
Doing this trend for all my pointy-nosed people who are insecure about their side profile. Oh my God, is that what this is all about? It always comes down to vanity, doesn't it? Is that all these people do? Just analyze every aspect of their face all day?
Yep.
What happened to loving yourself the way you are? Remember when that used to be promoted? Where's the list five things you actually like about yourself challenge? Are we ever going to do that one? Low-key insecure about my flat side profile. This audio apparently helps. Oh yeah, it's the audio. The compliments you're pretending not to look for have no effect on your feelings, right? Oh my God, I love your side view. This doesn't help anybody. You know what helps people like this? A good support system. People around them who tell them that these things don't matter. People who motivate them to focus on things that make them happy. I mean, comparing yourself all day to other people to the point you start thinking there's something wrong with you because you don't look like people you find attractive. I mean, Jesus, there's more to life than this, guys. You think the men working on this skyscraper gave a shit about their side view? What about Amelia Earhart? You think during her flight across the Atlantic she was asking people what they thought of her side view over the radio in an attempt to get compliments? No one cares about your side view. You know what people care about? What you do with your life. Why don't you try obsessing over that once instead of working on ways to deceive the public, because that's what this leads to. Look at the extent people will go to wrap themselves the way they want to be seen. Yep. Imagine dating the girl on the right and finding out it's the one on the left. She should be charged with criminal impersonation.
Takes out all the falsies, and
there needs
to
be consequences for this. I mean, look at what people are doing. They're using apps to change their stomachs. Cool. So you lied to people to make yourself look better in a photo for it's all about strangers. The clicks.
And you know they're all liberals. And it's funny because liberals are like, oh, it doesn't matter what you look like. And then they're the ones most obsessed.
There's so many tools out there. And surgeons will do anything for you.
Nice. Smash or pass, gentlemen.
Oh, man.
You won't have to worry about drowning anymore. Fan of the Twilight Zone? No problem.
Oh, God. Look at this. I think transhumanism is coming.
Queen story
it's already here, folks.
Some choose the Krusty the Clown look. Nobody knows why, but they still do it. Now imagine all the time spent staring at your face, analyzing every detail about it that you don't like. All the time you spent taking selfies, fixing imperfections with filters, posting photos, crafting captions, and all the money you might have spent on surgeries. Imagine putting all that time and money into a trade, a hobby, a business, or even your family. Maybe you'd find fulfillment for once in your life when people start admiring you for your accomplishments. But I still don't like my nose. Do you realize every biological detail of yourself as you were birthed is the authentic you? Do you know how refreshing it is to come across a 100% authentic individual? Do you realize how much that's lacking today? Somewhere along the way, our society fell prey to a spell that convinced people that their authentic self isn't good enough. It's a lie.
Well, it's called cultural Marxism and vanity. I mean, it's
I thought liberalism was all about accept yourself the way that you are and stuff. But the more that they talk like that, the more they're just becoming self-obsessed with these things and surgeries and their looks. And it's funny how we always get accused of that, especially women on the right who are traditional and appreciate beauty, right? Mm-hmm. Where, you're self-obsessed to look, you know, so into looks, you eugenicist. You know, I used to get that all the time, too.
Well, I mean, these people will walk. I mean, they're already into transhumanism, but like they will, this will be, they will just, they will love this. Whether it's the VR or AR kind of, I mean, the filters is already augmented reality, right? But I mean, I'm talking like live, eventually it will be like some kind of, you know, you go out in the streets and you'll just see, you know, what do you call it? Overlays of like how people want to look. You can't even like, if you have the implant, that you'll get, you'll not be able to see reality anymore.
It's just getting faker and faker and gayer.
Fake and gay. That's right. That's why they call it. While I was on this guy's channel, I found this one. Check this out. This is like this. This is what. Look. Look.
What is that?
Well, wait until you hear what they're doing as well. But look, we're about to. Basically, the majority of people on this planet are about to fucking die. Okay.
Maybe like that's not such a bad thing.
2 billion people or whatever the hell it is now is like triple jab, fourth booster, five. I mean, it will just never end, right? And then imagine that it's these kinds of people that somehow are going to survive the world that is to come.
Is
an utter and complete collapse of everything. Like, are these people going to... up so on a horse
go in the woods and
you know ride a horse to go to trade with a village neighbor somewhere. Like, anyway, it doesn't matter. But it's like, but as you say, maybe it's a blessing. This is the comet we've all been asking for. I'm not sure, but anyway, look at these guys here.
The hell is this?
Cause I'm an island boy and I've been trying to make.
Oh,
I'm an island boy.
Well, looks like we got another lab leak. Either that or we're looking at the new products of absent parenting exhibit at the San Diego Zoo. Who would have known Punchy was a deadbeat dad?
I'm a just island boy. I'm a get kiwi guy.
Oh, my God. I just want to hit it.
They must have been rescued.
Did you say I'm a key white goy? Is that what he said?
No.
Isn't this amazing, Lana? Isn't this amazing?
I just want to smack it and make it stop.
Vacuum bags on their heads. It's going to be hard to get all that Cheeto dust
out.
Even
is,
no
what
one
is
should
this?
Be subjected
this
to this.
This is a product of
abuse.
Anti-whiteness
this
here, too.
This is black culture. Right?
Like,
I'm just an island boy,
I'm
mon.
Like, cool, yeah. I'm staying. They're like, you want to be famous?
It's beyond cringe.
And I thought those SPCA commercials were sad. This puts them all to shame.
All right, anyway, we have to watch
my
the rest. But
God.
This is what's happening out there.
So annoying.
This is what's going on out there in
Holy
the world.
Shit.
Guys.
Like, I don't watch TikTok, but every time I see stuff from there, I'm just like, I just get angry and annoyed. Yes, Comet, come.
Comet,
let's see, cuck-free zone.
Yeah.
What is most disturbing is that there may be actual Americans that believe the establishment's January 6th rhetoric. Yeah, about half the country.
Yeah.
Flying Dutchman, never forget Ashley Babbitt. Yes.
Yep, that's right. That's and, right. Yep. We didn't mention her, but that's, thank you for the reminder.
Bill Viz, Lana, good interview with Owen Benjamin. Seems pretty down to earth in spite of the entertainment industry. Happy New Year to you, too. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. It was a good interview. We had a good talk. We had a good talk off air. Not entirely on the same page, of course, when it comes to demographics and the concerns that we have as white people. But maybe he'll get there. I don't know.
Yeah,
so,
it's
but
fine.
We agree on so many other things, and he's practically our neighbor. So, you know, I prefer
some
to be.
Some people kind of get spurgy right away, and just because it's someone who's not like
100% on the same
exactly
page.
On the same
but
thing. Like,
I prefer to
about.
Remain remain friendly and keep those bridges.
Yeah, oh, yeah, this, it's fine. It's not a problem. I mean, it's as long as someone isn't like actively working against you know, like white people or something, or like part of the whole the machine, right? But anyway, no, it was good. I think. Was good. It was fun to hear. Go into details about that. All right.
Now this one.
Yeah.
So leftism, it ruins women, right? It makes them ungrateful, bitter bitches. So I came across this channel, Wrangell Star, which covers modern homesteading. So in his about section, it says, in 2010, the Wrangell Star family decided to turn our backs on a comfortable city life and become modern day homesteaders. Our adventure starts in the rugged mountains of the Pacific Northwest. And then he says, have you dreamed of stepping off the treadmill of life? Join the Wrangell Star family as we blaze a trail for all those who dream of becoming truly independent from the mythological American dream. Okay, cool from what I've seen. Seems like he knows a lot of things. Well, he and another man, they stop, as you'll see here, to dig a woman out of the snow.
Mm-hmm.
She gets her car stuck in there, just standing there. I don't know. And she doesn't say a word to them, not even a peep, not even a thank you.
Do you know how to use these?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, guys. The entitlement, or the attitude of entitlement of some of these young women is breathtaking to me. I'm not looking for a pat on the back. I don't care about that, but there is some societal norms, I guess you'd call it common decency. If someone pulls you out of the ditch, you could say thank you or acknowledge the fact that you don't just even acknowledge them. I walked up there to put my gear away, gave me the evil eye, and drove off, and not a word. Flipped around, ran through here so fast it sprayed us and covered us with water and slush. I think I'm gonna go have a chat with the sugar lady. Noticed over the last, I don't know, 5-10 years, an alarming trend with young American women and a tremendous sense of entitlement. You know, as a man, I'm not a utility to be used by women to make their lives easier. I'm happy to do it. I'm happy to plow snow. I'm happy to open doors for you. I'm happy to help you on the side of the car or change a tire. I was raised that way. I think most of us were. But the troubling thing is that there seems to be this expectation that that's just something that's all that we have to offer, and that and this lack of gratitude. I don't know if it's growing up in the Disney culture where every little girl thinks that she's going to be a special and unique princess. I don't know if it's social media or so many people telling them you're wonderful, powerful, and brave. But, you know, you're just ordinary people like us. And actually less than a lot of men, to be honest. The reason why this young woman is able to come up here and go skiing is because my fellow brothers were up all night plowing snow. The reason why her car runs and the reason she has a car at all to come up here and has tires on it is because men have built that and done that and created that in our, and we make, we, I think the problem that we have is that we've made a world so comfortable for our women that they don't think that they need us anymore and they don't need to respect us. You know, I was thinking last night, you know, my fellow brothers were up all night last night in the worst possible sleet and storm and cold weather up in bucket trucks. Guys up there getting the power back on. Guys out there that are running the snow plows out all night away from their families to make this place livable for our families and for our women. And we deserve this. We deserve respect for that. I'm not asking for something extraordinary, but how about some politeness and how about a thank you? You know, I'm getting to the point now where it wasn't very long ago I opened a door for a woman and she reviled me. And I thought, you know, that's, you know, to be honest, that's the last door I've opened for a woman. If you don't want that, if you don't want to be treated with respect, then don't respect us. You know, this is, we're people too. You know, we're not here just to serve you. And if you're going to be disrespecting us and talking trash and thinking that you don't need us around, you know, there's going to be a lot of us that are going to walk away and you're going to truly be in need. Because it is men that have built society. It is men that keep it going. And again, we're happy to do it. But we will be respected. And if we're not respected and we're reviled and people don't appreciate the work that we put in to keep this economy running, to keep our families fed, to keep the heat on, then we won't do it anymore. You know, I fought this for a long time. I started hearing this, you know, four or five years ago, young guys telling me how difficult it is to find a good, suitable wife, to find a good woman that will stand by their side and respect them and show them the appreciation that they deserve for all that they do. I'm getting to the point now where, I don't know, if I was a young man, you know, in my 20s, I don't know that I would even get married. I don't know where this ends, but it's not going to end well for women. You know, let's be honest, a man can go out and live anywhere and do anything. I can get together with a group of guys elk hunting camp, and there's nothing a woman offers me that, apart from the ability to reproduce, that I can't do myself and with my fellow brothers. But it's not the other way around. I just don't see anyone out here other than men plowing the snow and up in bucket trucks in the middle of the night and furnace guys coming out and guys putting snow tires on and mechanics keeping cars running. I see men doing that. And we will be respected. We will be respected or we'll walk away from it. This is a cautionary tale. I think something's changing and I don't know what's gotten into the head of some of these women, but that just,
we know.
What I just experienced there was, I mean, that was to a whole new level. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And I'm seeing more and more of it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's called leftism, it's called liberalism, it's called feminism. And feminism specifically now, the different waves of it, were programmed to hate white men, the group that's helping them the most. Remember, I did a video called They Want You Dead, White Men. I get into some of these things. But what I would like to see in the future as this continues, and maybe some of these guys are so nice still for a long time, is a white strike. Right? And not helping some of these bitches, because they are, you know, liberal bitches. But as you said earlier,
you can't know ahead of time, though.
No, you can't know ahead of time, but as soon as you get that vibe, just be like, I'm out.
You can look for hair color or no hair, you know, or maybe stickers on the car.
She's purple hair, she's stuck in the ditch, just keep going.
Usually they signal, right? So.
And he's talking about how it's harder to find a good
woman. Equality, am I right? Just passed him.
He's saying how it's harder to find a good woman. I know a lot of younger guys are saying that, but as we were talking about, Henrik, it's obviously it's not all women, so we don't need to say black belt. There's a lot of women. No, and he's not. He's married to a woman, and he talks about how great she is, and he sees her at the end of this video and stuff, but it's not all women. It's just
but the critique is certain. Valid. I mean, absolutely. I mean, it's a huge problem.
And I'm guessing he's in the Pacific Northwest. I'd say he's somewhere closer to Portland or Seattle, where there's going to be more of that kind of woman, and she could be mentally unwell, and if that's the case, I mean, she didn't even say thank you or not even a nod, like nothing, right? Then that woman probably shouldn't be driving a car. Maybe that's how she ended up in the snowbank to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, it's social media, self-obsessed. I mean, it's all there. As he said, I'm the queen.
Princess
I'm a
syndrome.
Goddess or whatever. I mean, man, there's guys like that too now. You know, it's like, look at the TikTok, the social media trends and all that stuff, right? I mean, it's creating some really, like, I mean, sorry, but fucked up people. I mean, it is a fact, right?
Now they can't even date and get together and respect each other and be men and be women. You know,
Complete dysfunction.
And that was the goal, right? That's the goal. This is the subversive goal, to not bring couples together so they don't get married, they don't have families, they don't have children.
The depopulation agenda.
You know, you're stronger as a whole in a couple with a family versus by yourself living in your pod.
By confusion, we shall rule. Or how's what's the motto, right? That's basically what it is, right? As much chaos and confusion as possible, where things used to be very clear and understandable and simple in a way, which made it easier, obviously, on many fronts, right? All that's been turned on its head right now. No one knows anything. We don't know you. Don't know. We even know what they are. They think they're something they're not. I also, one thing that occurred to me thinking of all this, like, these people will walk into the, whether it's augmented or virtual reality, they'll put on the headset goggles and they'll lose themselves in this
they'll
world.
They'll continue in their delusion.
The metaverse, essentially.
It's getting farther and farther away from reality and nature, and that's going to self-destruct.
You can't
live in denial forever. I mean, that's basic psychology, right?
Yeah.
So
they'll be able to control every aspect of this world, essentially, right?
Yeah. And then there's stories like this next woman here. I don't know where she's doing this, but there's this influencer. Yes.
Influencer.
260,000 followers in her customer base, and she is selling her farts in a jar for $1,000. Now imagine being that guy who's like, yes, I want to buy your gas for $1,000, but really it's just a jar. I'm doubtful she's actually sitting there and farting in each one.
Well,
but the idea of it is pretty amazing. I know there's women that were selling their bath water for that too.
But the point here is what's so striking about it is that she's been hospitalized because she was trying to fart so much, right?
Yes.
Which presumably, Lana, means that she's actually trying to actually fart.
Well,
I mean, I give her an A for effort. I mean,
okay, so it was 50 jars worth of farts a week, she claimed.
Oh, man.
And then she told the press, I thought I was having a stroke and that these were my final moments. I was overdoing it. And basically what you find out is she was eating like lots of bean burritos and all this stuff. And so she got a lot of gas. God. So pretty soon she'll probably be pooping in jars for even more cash.
Yeah, wasn't there someone selling?
Because that's the times that we live in. Because there's people that get off on that too, and I'm sure there's some sick betas that will pay money for that too.
Yeah, I mean isn't that the begin with comedy, right? To break down those barriers, and then eventually it's like, oh, now it's real. You know, all the Adam McKay's and what's the other Jewish guy's name? What do they call that genre again? The smut comedy, or what do they call it again?
Shock comedy or something. I don't know. And then there's another thing. My friend was shopping on Nordstrom's in the beauty category, and something different came up, recommended. A butt plug. Now, at first she sent me a screen cap and was like, oh my God, Nordstrom is selling butt plugs. I was like, I don't believe it, right? And then she sends me another screenshot. And so let's take a look at that and read. A discreet and easy-to-use butt plug with a tapered shape and flared base made from 100% platinum-grade soft-touch silicone. And don't worry, it's phthalate-free.
Oh, good, because you don't want to have that screwing with your hormones as you're shoving this up your butt.
Purchases of personal items from our sexual wellness assortment are final sale, so you can't return this a butt plug, but it's a sexual wellness assortment. So now this is what Nordy's is selling. She told me she recalled how Nordstrom was a place, and I used to like it too. I remember going there as a young girl and all that. One of the few big department stores not owned by a foreign merchant, by the way. It used to be so elegant and a special place to go shop with lovely women selling clothes and makeup. Now it's tranny selling makeup and ugly gender-bending clothing on the racks. This is progress, baby. Turns out they have a bunch of other sex toys that they're...
Is that what this is?
Yeah, all kinds of funky things that look like it's perfect for your
couples vibrator. Look at that.
perfect for your pod living. You know, it looks like it man. Doesn't
well,
it look
shipping,
like that?
Though. I mean, it's free
like
shipping.
It goes with your, you know, your Apple device and your sleek white pod or whatever. Just like,
yeah, it looks like it. Yeah, soon enough it will be like some kind of, you know, AI
comb.
Sensors in that, right?
Discreet, and it's not available for pickup. So in case you want to go pick up the butt plug in person and let people know that you were going to use that thing, they'll. We'll ship it for free.
This is culture now.
And then I did a little search, by the way. Don't search for butt plug online, but comes up on health.com what it was really like to try a butt plug for the first time. So this is the whole thing now. Like your, you know, average shit lib female is just like, oh yeah, I use my butt plug too, and this is what it was like, and this is how I use it. And I'm like, it just gets better and better. I tell you.
Despite my adventures, collection of sex toys, I've never been able to make myself orgasm. Could a butt plug change that? It opens up.
It's how could shoving something up your butt make it better for you? I just don't understand. How can it possibly feel good?
Was this a men's health magazine? Or is it? No, it's just general.
No, and
they show
women in there, and they're like telling their butt plug stories.
Experiences.
There.
Okay, great.
I just can't believe it. This is what it is now.
I mean, and so
I can believe it.
You might think, you know.
Weimar America.
Yeah, and it's all over now, right?
Like, do they not have a man? Are these just single cat ladies? Like, or are they doing this with
judging from the other guy.
Beta male, soy boy, shit lady.
Judging from the other guy, they don't want... it's all part of this, you know, the progress wave, right? Technology. And again, someone actually makes these materials. Someone actually builds the machines that produce... But forget all that. That does nothing to do with that. I don't need no man, you know what I mean? I'm independent or whatever. I'll just have all these technological devices at my, you know, disposal, and I don't need nobody. Again, that's why I said these people will literally just they want to get into that pod and literally be an isolated cell unit in a bigger, you know, battery of human energy producers.
Remember, not too long ago, we used to just joke around and like they'll just be shoving dildos and things up their butt, you know, and they're literally doing that now. Even Nordstrom.com.
Well, you also might think that this is just, you know, this is just liberals, you know, leftists that are doing
or just some little
things,
kinky
right?
sphere, but no, it's like mainstream.
It was mainstream. Look at, you know, we've talked about him here now, but Tim Pool's co-host, he was shoving things up his butt on video on camera. He was like basically a little cam whore, right? Essentially, right? It was...
I'm not surprised. Really.
Jack Murphy, right? We talked about Jack Murphy. So his real name is John Goldman, and of course, Tim Pool has had a bunch of shit blown up in his face. I don't watch his show, but I saw another guy talking about it, and apparently the chat is, you know, making fun of Tim and this guy, and Tim is pretending it's not even happening. So people are like during his live stream sending his super chats to like address, you know, this guy, what's up with this? Is he still going to co-host?
The elephant in the room here.
And he's like refusing, and it doesn't recognize it. So yesterday, yesterday, Tim Pool was swatted apparently, and the cops showed up like during the live stream.
Make that up, or did it really?
No, it actually happened. One of the cops actually walked past one of the cameras, and it's one of these things where you like. Just because someone does, you know, a call, they don't have to have a warrant. They can just walk into your property.
I wouldn't doubt if he set that up just for good TV, you know what I mean?
It's possible.
Seems like that kind of guy.
It's possible that it's John Goldman or Jack Murphy doing something like that, too, because he's obviously not going to be part of that.
And Tim's like,
anymore.
Quick, hide the butt plugs!
Quick, hide the butt... Well, I mean, no, because that would be... He would be a... Oh, you mean for the police, maybe? Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, they would probably be cool about that, too. NWO system enforcements agencies. Look at this, though. This little clip here.
Oh, God.
With Jack Murphy, or John Goldman, him talking about little boys. Listen to this.
Yes. Younger sons, definitely. Young boys. I do like fucking college boys. Right, my tight little assholes.
You hear what it said?
Pig.
Oh.
Monster.
There you go. That's Tim Pool, IRL, you know, co-host.
Oh my god!
So these are, of course, what some people call conservatives. It's that big, you know, when it's a really big tent, you know, when you invite everybody in, it becomes a circus tent.
It just gets taken over immediately by like the worst people.
Here's a little slice of what's going on over there in the conservative universe. Here's a voiceover by Jim Bob. Look at this.
I like classical liberalism. You can be gay and trans and gay and trans and be part of our community. Let's read 1984 again. Let's read 1984 again. I'm Michael Knowles. Here we go, and I'm gonna save true liberalism.
I know it's kind of silly, but I think it's funny. So there you go. That's
Someone in the chat says, your rectum is a giant tent.
there you go. That's a big tent now. Everyone's invited.
Oh, man.
And everybody is invited. So, and anything is invited.
Let me just get caught up on these. Bill Hoover says, this is completely clown world. We are actually arrested for being white. The president has dementia. Our money is on fire because of inflation. Number one entertainment are TikTok retards. And the current Jeopardy champion is a male tranny pretending to be a girl.
Thank you for the reminder. Or maybe we'll talk about that at the Weekend Warrior show. That was hilarious.
Of course.
You know, the best woman in the room is now a tranny man.
Michael57DE says, Hail Henrik and Lana, hail the gods. Check your email. I've two new silver pieces for your boys ordered. Thank you very much. I will check that.
Thank you, Michael.
Cut Free Zone. We definitely can't blame all of our problems on women if there are men who pay for farts in a jar.
Absolutely. No, it's not.
You can't put the blame on one side or the either. And that guy's not MGTOW. He's married and yeah. Yeah.
MAGA-tow.
Oh, my gosh. RoboThink, libs probably match their masks with their butt plugs. Keep swinging that big dick energy. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. Oh my MHT, God. Beanie Man's biggest concern during the swatting would be if they confiscated his beanie.
Yeah, exactly.
Not again, right?
Sure, take off your beanie. Like, you imagine that live on the show.
Gosh, oh, my gosh. That'd be fun. Unknown California, my entire...
The guy who's calling it... The guy, he has a beanie on and he has a gun under there.
Yeah, exactly. My entire family got the coof. Even my two-year-old wasn't feeling well for a day. Luckily, symptoms are mild. My two-year-old's doing well now. We are all on the upswing, it seems. Good.
Yeah, so apparently this Omicron, if anything is to be believed about it, is that it's obviously, you know, less severe. And, I mean, many of them are talking about that, too. UK has stories about this all the time. It's less severe. It's not really, you know... Again, I mean, we're doing this as a disclaimer every time we're talking about it, but it's still worth doing it because some people otherwise get upset. But look, we don't even know if any of this what it is, right? In terms of like the validity of it, the tests don't guarantee anything, as we'll talk about later. But people are getting sick, and some people are getting severely sick from something, right? And in some cases, you get sick and they test and they don't test positive, you know, and there's something else going on. But that's good. I mean, we've heard from some other ones. I think it was Black Phillip messaged a couple of times too, and he was like in hospital for this. And I think he did test positive. I think he said that. But then now he's like, it was probably just regular pneumonia. I mean, that's the thing. Like people still, there's the cold
still get pneumonia,
you still
cold
get other
and flu.
Illnesses, but everything is now just that, you know, kind of thing. So
one more here. Lycan Warrior says author faces backlash for book claiming Rittenhouse killed two black men while raging a race war.
They actually do it a book about it.
Oh
now?
My gosh.
Let me pull this down real quick here. I'm not surprised.
That's what it is, you know,
because we've seen some articles where they kind of later did some kind of correction, but writing a book about it.
And then this professor admits she got a tiny detail wrong.
A tiny detail. Yeah, exactly. Well, as long as you can, I mean, there's people that still believe this because they've never been told the truth.
That the 17-year-old kid was really wanting to rage a race war. And by the way, he did say that he supports BLM.
In her book, Cooney asked readers to consider a 17-year-old who uses a semi-automatic weapon to kill two black men in Kenosha, Wisconsin, while waging a glorious race war on behalf of his inherited white power. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, it's bull.
Well, talking about bulls, I guess here's another. Well, it's a cow, it's not a bull, but maybe the bulls will get it too. We'll see. Cows who are cooped up for winter fitted with virtual reality goggles so that they think they're outside.
They're testing this on cows, right? This is what they're going to do on humans.
It's the same energy when you go out and like vaccinate every animal in your vicinity for COVID-19.
I'm sure that cow's meat and milk is just going to turn out great after that.
Like, sure it is,
it's
right?
It's going to have zero impact on them, right?
And they say, okay, and the bamboozled bovines appear to be happier and producing more milk. Well, there you go. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy. It's working on the cows, so why not on the dumb humans that behave like sheep?
That's what I'm saying. They're just testing it on. This is just madness.
Yeah,
it's madness.
It's mass psychosis formation. Yeah, we'll talk about that.
And this is in Turkey or something? I think
it's Turkey.
It says in Turkey.
Yeah.
So. On a farm in Moscow, and then now put on two cows in Turkey.
Is it Kozak has now put them on two cows in Turkey?
My God. Yeah.
Okay. Snaps of blah, blah, blah. And so again, it has to do with
milk. It looks like they're outside anyway in the other shots. So outside
with goggles. Well, that's what's coming eventually.
All right.
No, I'm serious. Look at this, because they're talking about the output of how much milk. Is it a previous plan? Their output have gone from 22 liters to 27 liters a day. Think of the matrix.
Maximize.
This is energy, right? We've discovered that if we run a simulation where your brain think it's real, you actually produce more energy. And we can use you as a battery. It's the same
farming.
Thing with the cows.
Yeah.
Human farming, that's right. All right. Well, do you want to take this one?
Yeah, Taco Bell. This is new. I haven't seen this. I remember when I was a kid with my friends and we used to call Taco Bell toxic hell, because even back then we knew that it was just horrible ingredients. Well, now you could take years off your life and increase your chances of chronic disease for just $10 a month with their Taco Bell subscription service. And I saw that one of their most popular tacos, this is totally idiocracy, the Doritos Locos Taco Supreme. I was like, what is that?
Does and I looked it up. Does Locos mean crazy? Doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Right, yeah. I looked it up and it's a taco with a Dorito taco shell. So it's full of MSG and chemicals, you know, finger licking good.
Mm.
It's just amazing. Like, okay, fine. Just eat it and shove it in your mouth and just get out of the way. Okay?
So this is the future model. This is what it is. Everything as a service or a subscription, right? Your immune system, if you've been boosted or vaccinated, congratulations, you've just turned your immune system into a subscription service, right?
Yeah, but I love it too, how they'll go eat this shit, but then they'll be like, oh, I'm healthy because I got the vaccine, but I'm going to go eat the Doritos Locos Taco Supreme.
Yeah, but no,
oh my
you,
God.
No, you're doing it because you took the vaccine, you've obeyed, so now you're healthy now, right? So now you can do all those
things. What's going to happen too, there's a lot of people for $10 a month are just going to eat there like all the time probably, and they'll probably...
Yeah.
Die quicker.
Maybe
that's not such a bad thing.
What was the other thing that was as a subscription recently was you can subscribe to, what the hell was that? I mean, obviously we know about all streaming service and all that kind of stuff, but there was something else which was like, yeah, you'll do it so regularly that basically you can just subscribe to it and get as much. Was it the donuts or something? Was it Krispy Kreme or something that did a subscription?
I don't doubt it.
Well, there was some company like that. But
it's all the cheap, bad, toxic stuff where they can do this.
And you know,
you got your Taco Bell, you got your Netflix, you got your porn, you know, you're set.
Yeah, you got everything you need. On with that VR headset, you put some kind of suction tube, you know, down there if you're a guy. Otherwise, you have some other, you know,
so
some kind of plug, right? And he just zzz, zzz. Then he was, all right, good to go.
Suck
took
in,
care of that.
Suck out.
Yeah, it's cheese and Coca-Cola. You're straight in, you know, intravenously.
It's crazy.
Zzz. Okay. Anyway, do you want to do the next one?
Yeah. So another fast food, KFC.
Food.
You know, they fry their hormone pumped chicken in these rancid oils, and instead of just not doing that, right? They're offering a healthy alternative, a plant based chicken nugget using Beyond Meat, which, by the way, is anything but healthy. It is beyond unhealthy. It is probably worse than those chicken nuggets that they're selling, right? It's sugar, it's soy, it's rancid vegetable oils, it's preservatives. It's not healthy, and it's not sustainable. So this is just a bunch of bullshit. KFC even admitted that this could be a solution to their supply chain issues. It's just about keeping product in stock, right? It's not about your health. It's not about your environment. It's just about money, right? So they're jumping on this plant-based meat bullshit, which is just a fraud. So if they really cared about the environment and your health and wanted you to be healthy, they should just shut down. They should just go out of business. But you know what is sustainable? Local organic farming and not eating a bunch of toxic garbage. But if you want to know more about what's in Beyond Meat, go to Ancestral Nutrition. There's an article here about Beyond Meat is beyond unhealthy. I think we have that in the link there. Yeah, it's right under there.
Oh, this one here?
Right under there. Yeah, so you can scroll through and see just how disgusting. No, it's not there. It's the other article that's it's right there.
Yeah, it's
right
there. Where?
It's right in the document. Beyond Meat is Beyond Unhealthy. Yeah. So it lists.
Oh, there. Okay.
It lists all the ingredients and just how bad it is, what's in it. It's lots of soy and maltodextrin and all these bad oils.
Yeah, see, I got
this.
I got the same link on that one.
It's
horrible. That's the problem.
Okay, let me just throw that in there.
Yeah, so throw that in I so want we can people show that. It's the same link twice. So let me see if I can pull that up.
Bam. Try that.
Awesome. There we go. All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, so just scroll through here mm-hmm. and look at, where did it go here, some of the ingredients. It's just fake flavors and chemicals and sugar and, soy, yeast, like all these bad starches and caramel colors and, more sugars and starches. And, like, how is any of this healthy for you?
It's not. No.
It's a big lie that they're selling. Oh, it's plant-based, but because there's soy in it and sugar. Because those are technically plants, right? So it's all just a big scam.
Yeah, of course. And you were watching some video too, on like how they do the canola oil.
Yeah, canola oil is lengthier. It's
so kind of
like it's like 4 minutes long. But one thing you also want to look out for is canola oil is really bad, even if it says organic.
Any of the vegetable oils
are bad because they heat them up. They use all these chemicals. It becomes carcinogenic. It becomes rancid, and then they have to bleach it, and then they change the color. And like, there's this whole process. You don't want to be putting these things in your body. Like any vegetable oils, look out for any of that. Even if they try and say, you know, these fancy words about how it's expressed a different way or whatever. Like just avoid it.
Yeah.
You want to stick to, if you're cooking, you can have butter, lard, ghee. Coconut oil. Don't cook with olive oil, but you can sprinkle olive oil over everything. Just throw out all these vegetable oils. That's going to do a lot for your health right there. And you will find that it is in everything, mm-hmm. even organic snacks. Now, there's a lot of good paleo and keto snacks out there that aren't putting this crap in there. But even the organic stuff, you don't want it because it's a really toxic process when you look at how they make these vegetable oils. And you don't want that in your body. It's not good for you.
No, and it's like a reaction. You don't have any receptors for some of this stuff, right? So you can literally, like, that's why it could block you. It could become like it's a toxin to a certain extent. I even saw one article. I think it was Mike Adams from Natural News who was talking about it. He thought that the vax was working in conjunction with some of the vegetable oils, why people are getting these heart issues.
Oh, yeah.
I forget if it was any studies on it he referenced or if it was more like a kind of a general, like, well, it's a possibility or that could be what's exacerbating it. Because you have a lot of these, like, you know, healthy athletes and stuff, and they're being told, like, no, you can't do butter or, you know, milk or cream. You need to do all these vegetable oils. That's good for you. I mean, we got the same. Yeah. I remember back, you know, in
unsaturated fats.
In Sweden, it was like super hardcore about this. No, fat, like real animal fat, that's super bad for you. You only need to do margarines and stuff.
So while I was healing my heart going through all this stuff, I noticed vegetable oils were a big trigger that were hurting my heart.
And
like,
tooth?
I notice that when I go out to restaurants too, and I eat, even if it's a fancy restaurant, I'm like, oh, they used bad oils, you know.
Yeah.
But as soon as I switch to, you know, animal based lard, butter, you can use ghee, coconut oil. It's a whole different game.
Yeah, coconut's know? one of the good ones.
Coconut's good
but
too.
The other stuff,
but
yeah.
even animal tallow, is it called? Yeah, I mean the lards, just throw that in there. Learn to cook with it. It actually tastes really good.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, here's
things
canola,
like bacon grease, butter. It's the opposite of what they tell you it is.
It always is,
and that's why they're pushing all this plant based crap and, you know, go vegan and stuff. Mm-hmm. I know some people. Yes, we know, have a couple of vegan listeners and stuff, but for me, that did not work at all for my healing. It was just like full-on ancestral diet, animal
Yum.
Organs, meats, vegetables, berries, like very limited.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, this is collectively, or what do you call it, accumulatively, all these things what we are doing, from the meds to the psychotropics to the bad food to the things that wouldn't even technically should be called food but still are sold to us as food. All of this is creating the most unhealthy, the most sickly individuals and mentally unstable individuals that we've ever seen in history. You basically, there's one rule, and it's like, did nature make it? Then it's not every 100%. There's, of course, things in nature that you can, you know, it's bad and whatever. I'm not saying that, but like, if we have, you know, through testing it and track record through human civilization, tried certain things and it works and it's good for you, it's natural, it comes from, you know, nature, try to stick to that, okay? If it's like, if it's a list of things that you can't even understand two-thirds of it, don't eat it. Yeah. Just don't eat it. Yeah. Okay?
Less is more, and I think that's going to be really important going forward. The more they're trying to, you know, kill us with bad foods and bioweapons and all these things, remaining healthy and having a strict, limited diet and just cutting things out, it's hard for people first because you have to cook from scratch more and think about it more. But it's actually easier because it's less things to work with, and you will actually feel so much better, and your health can change drastically in a matter of like 2-3 months.
Yep, that's right. Hey, before I miss, I missed one on. Did it disappear? No, I think it did. Okay, let me check that out on Aussie. Did you have any on entropy?
I do. Let's see. Yep, Ant says, just jumped in for a second, going to catch the replay. By the way, did Lana ever do the show about the 9 noble virtues? No, it's a video, and I have that, so I'm working on that. Yep. I ended up doing a couple other videos, you know, before, but yeah, I'll get to it, definitely.
Awesome.
Shadow government, Leon Trotsky's granddaughter is head of NIH under Fauci. Yeah, I heard that.
Say again?
Leon Trotsky's granddaughter.
Oh, yeah.
Granddaughter.
Yep, we show that in one of the shows. Yep, that's right. You couldn't make it up, right? Yeah, she was working in some specific position, I think. Was it as the head of the NIH? It was like the head of communications or something. Anyway, yeah, that is true.
So there's another one, too.
Let me take a couple of these on Aussie real quick here. Yeah. Grandpa Jack, thank you so much. It says something to support the truth. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Jack Passmore says, I've followed y'all since YouTube 2013.
Nice.
Fell off around when you got banned and found Red Eyes Radio again on Odyssey early last year. Y'all are based. Well, thank you, Jack. I appreciate that. And thank you for finding us again. Magnus Otula, Happy New Year with a 1488 donation. Thank you. Appreciate that. Lord Aragon with a HH. I assume that stands for Hello, Henrik. Thank you. Appreciate that. Let me see here. This was one from yesterday. Yeah, that's right, regarding the Kazakhstan situation. Maybe we talked about that on Weekend Warrior. There's some new stuff coming out about that. It's pretty crazy, actually. But yeah. All right. Anyway, go ahead.
Saw this on Ice Age Farmers Telegram where a guy, he can't go buy a Big Mac in
Israel.
In Israel, McDonald's without a green pass. Now, never mind his cringe comment at the end. We'll get to that. But he's in Israel, so.
All right. Let's check it out. Where are we here? This one. Here we go.
My friends, welcome. Check this out.
All righty. We are at McDonald's in the Big Fashion Mall. And here's what happens. When you want to place your order on this screen over here, the way it works is like this. You click English. And now it says, in order to proceed with the order, you must confirm that you have a valid green certificate. It's of your own. So let's say you don't have one. You click don't have. Look at that. It blanks out the screen. So basically, if you don't have a green pass, they will not give you food at McDonald's in Beit Shemesh.
This is great.
Sounds like Nazi Germany. That's where we're at.
No, it doesn't. Nope. It sounds like communist and Soviet Russia.
Do you want to pause there?
He ends it there. And then Ice Age Farm, he just talks about the importance of like trying to grow whatever food you can and all of that. But reminder, communists, Soviets were the first to push mandatory vaccines and had these big campaigns trying to vaccinate the population. They took great pride in this. Just say communist, for fuck's sake. Yes, even the Jacobins here.
Well, he's in Israel. And he only knows one boogeyman, and so, you know.
We always hear this, right? Just like the Nazis. Just say what it is. It's the communists.
No, just say it. Nope.
You're not getting ahead by saying it's just like the Nazis. Like, I hear this every freaking day.
Well, yeah. No, of course. This is the only reference that they have. And, you know, again, I mean.
Like, communism is alive and well.
Post-vaccine mandates. But, I mean, again,
Hitler doesn't exist anymore.
I said it was good because it's like, first of all, you should be eating at McDonald's. But let's assume that you even was. That assumes that then if you're one person who's vaccine-free, You will literally, at least for now. I mean, I know they're trying to choke out every area here. So, but at least in the intermediary, these chains that you're not supposed to eat at will actually make you healthier, right? It's like this. It's, I don't know. It's very interesting. Very interesting. And, I mean, Israel is kind of an anomaly, but I still have this, you know, view that like they're number one. Like they're in this new world that's happening. They're at the tip of the spear. They're at the forefront. They're going to be number one when it comes to like mRNA update, transhumanists, Brave New World, New World Order
their,
stuff.
I'm sure they have their
Israel
own,
is number one.
They have their own eugenic thing going on, their own eugenic project going on, as they have before. So
yeah, and also, I mean, they would probably have no qualms about sacrificing a segment of their population, to be honest. If this vaccine issue that's happening in Israel is the same thing that's happening in other Western countries and stuff, which it might very well be, right? But that reminds me of just a quick mention of that. The Robert Malone thing here, of course, 5 million views on Twitter, right? Mass psychosis formation was the wording that he used, right? And the reference that he does in there, we don't have to play it. I'm sure you've seen it. Again, it is essentially... Now, the point he's making is ultimately a good point, saying that people have lost their minds, have gone insane. But he's trying to make the comparison that this is the same thing that happened in 1930s and 40s Germany, right, under National Socialism and stuff. That this is actually let's I want to hear the words again. I think he says something with society or the community comes decoupled from itself. I think it's the word. Let's listen to that real quick here.
Intellectual inquiry into what the heck happened in Germany in the 20s and 30s. You know, very intelligent, highly educated population, and they went barking mad. And how did that happen? The answer is mass formation psychosis. When you have a society that has become decoupled from each other.
That's the part I want to hear. Just give me a second here.
That has become decoupled from each other
there.
And has free-floating anxiety and a sense that things don't make sense.
Let me just pause there. There's more to it than that, right? But how did it become decoupled from itself?
It doesn't just happen like that.
What's the reason? I mean, I think what's happened, maybe you could argue like this too. What happened in Germany, he said it was the most highly educated, very intelligent people. And maybe what happened because of that fact, not in spite of it or something, right? Because there was a trigger, a catalyst here. Now he goes on to say, and then a leader comes along and they hones in on one point. And of course, what he means by that is the German people honed in on the Jews, right? And it's only that, and they focused on them as their only problem and blaming them and stuff like that. Without, of course, talking about before that. I mean, I'm not expecting him to drag this into the conversation, but this is why it's a boomer tier kind of comparison to make, because it doesn't really make sense. Weimar Germany, right? All the inflation, the starvation, selling of their kids on the sex. I mean, Berlin became like the sex change capital of the world. People came, the first sexual research institutes were popping up there and stuff.
Yeah,
like all these crazy things were happening for a reason. And the people were literally screwed over in the wake of like what was it called again? I can't believe I'm forgetting that. All the other European nations after World War One are turning Germany into farmland for everybody else, essentially, right? What's it called again? I can't believe I'm forgetting that.
Yeah, maybe the Chad declaration. Has
it. Weimar. The Vienna Declaration? Was that what it was called? Anyway, you know what I'm talking about, right? That's basically what happened. Chad probably has that. But anyway, so something happened that triggered that. And in the same way, you could say the COVID thing, if you know, to make that parallel, something has happened, right? Something real has happened in the sense that this is what people are looking at on the media. They're looking on the television for this. In other words, it's a manipulated event. It's fake and gay for the most part, right? For the most part, there's been exaggerations. They're driving up the fear and stuff. But those are still real expressions of concern for something that just happened to be artificially created, but it still comes from a place of like, well, this is obviously something people are experiencing, and they think that this will kill them and stuff. They go crazy from this. So he's right that it's driven people mad. He's absolutely correct about that. It is a form of mass psychosis, right? No one stops and to like, whoa, what's going on here? What's happening? There's a big segment now, increasing segment of like people that want to try to figure out the truth. They understand that this is all exaggerated, and of course after the third, fourth, fifth, maybe sixth booster shot here coming down the pipe, maybe some of them will be like, hey, I didn't sign up for this. One and done, J&J, or two, that was it. Now they're expecting five boosters, and I still can't go into venues, I still can't do all these things, right? So anyway, this is one of these terms that caught on. The leftists were like
Treaty
criticizing
of Versailles,
it.
By the way.
Treaty of Versailles, thank you, of course. COVID brain fog right there. Anyway, so Malone is really, I like his stuff. He's a good guy. He does a lot of stuff, but stay away from history and, in a way, I guess, not politics maybe, but like, this is a dumb comparison. And frankly, it has nothing to do with what's happening today.
Because yeah, they can never just stick with modern day. They always have to go back to World War II.
Everyone's trying to out-Nazi one another.
Doesn't get anywhere. It doesn't do anything.
It's just wrong. I mean, but you know, whatever. Ultimately, net positive, sure, but it's a dumb comparison to make. But the conservatives, they loved this. The conservatives. That's right. The Democrats are the real Nazis. All right. So we can talk about a couple of these.
Yeah, look at this. NPR, COVID vaccines may briefly change your menstrual cycle, but you should still get one. Remember this was when this was a tinfoil thing had to say?
Yes,
remember when we were talking about how periods and cycles were getting out of whack, women who were taking the jab, and they were like, shut up anyway. You know,
it's a conspiracy.
So you could have a hard time getting pregnant from your wax cycle, but that's okay because the world's overpopulated anyway, right? So I think NPR would probably like that. But it was Dr. Allison Edelman, a professor of obstetrics and gynecology at Oregon, Health and Science University in Portland, Oregon, who led the study. And she said this, it's okay. It's like getting a sore arm. And it's just temporary, right?
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know, there's no reason why you shouldn't. Just don't worry about it, even though there's no long-term studies, right? And then also they admit, reports of unusually heavy flows and even breakthrough bleeding among some people who hadn't menstruated in years.
Some people?
So women who have gone through menopause are getting their period back. This is totally not normal and scary and unprecedented in all of time, right?
Yeah.
But you should still take it,
right? You should still get one, of course.
Edelman says that it's just a minor side effect that these old ladies are getting their periods back after this jab.
Yeah.
So even Mitten here, too, says researchers still aren't exactly sure why the changes occur, but still take it, right?
Still take it. They're doing, remember the 1.6 million, which is really nothing in comparison to how potentially earth-shattering, civilization-ending all this can be. We'll investigate that. And of course, now it turns out, well, they're finding that now, right? That some of the studies are showing that, yeah, that's true. So again, it was like in the beginning, it was like, it's not always like this, but usually you have an initial reaction or something is introduced, and then you see an initial thing right away. And again, the so-called tinfoil conspiracy theorists are like, well, this doesn't look good. Look at all these testimonials from people. This is bad. And then the counter wave of propaganda comes from the mass media, try to cover it up, saying that's all lies. These are exaggerations. We don't even know what that is. If it is happening, it's actually a good thing, right?
So they're more worried about these conspiracy theorists on the right than the truth of what's actually happening and the damage that's being done, right?
Yeah.
NPR in here, again, ends it with basically saying that they're more worried about these conspiracy theorists spreading infertility misinformation about the vaccine. Well, they don't even know. They don't know the long-term implications. But it's funny how we're right about the menstrual cycle part, right? And we're right about the infertility part, too, as we'll see later on. Watch a few years from now, it'll be like plummeting infertility amongst vaccinated.
We're basically children of men here, right? And the insane thing here is that if the vaccine companies and these authorities that are pushing all this on us, if they would get to choose, they would vaccinate 100% of the population in every single country. In other words, removing any kind of control group, which even Pfizer did. We showed that clip, right, of the long-term first study they did back in 2020. Where they unblinded the study that they had only after a couple of months, and then they offered everyone in the control group who gotten the placebo to be given the Pfizer vaccine, effectively killing their ability to see a long-term study, right? So these studies are meant or supposed to take place or go all the way to 2025, 2027, and they've effectively just killed these studies internally again. This is to cover their tracks. And that's one of the reasons why they're pushing it on kids as well. We'll talk more about that later here. But that's because you can do this legal loophole where then they can retain a liability shield, essentially, these vaccine companies. It's absolutely criminal what they're doing.
And also your hormones are tied to your immune system, right? So there's that correlation. So one thing is off, the other thing is off. And you don't want to mess with that. As a woman, it's unnatural. Why would you want to inject anything that's going to throw off your natural cycle? that you were created to have that's supposed to be there.
They don't even recognize that's a thing.
Yeah, they're just so far gone. They're so far gone from what's natural.
Another thing, of course, the conspiracy tinfoil hat-wearing kooks got right is the PCR tests. After 2 years, the CDC head finally admits that the PCR test produced false positives. And correct me if I'm wrong here, but did a new Rochelle Walensky just drop?
Did she?
Doesn't she look very different from the other photos and footage that you've seen?
She does look different.
Something very, I don't know, her hair is shorter or something, but anyway, maybe she died. I'm not sure. But anyway, here's the video.
Yeah, wait, she does look
different. She looks very different. I'm not sure what it's all swelled up.
Is this a stand-in or what the heck?
Dr.
Walensky, good morning. It's always good to have you. I want to start with that concerning announcement from the FDA that those rapid antigen tests may not be as sensitive at detecting the Omicron variant. The Biden administration is about to send out 500 million of these tests. Can they still be trusted?
Good morning, Whit. Thanks for having me. Yes, absolutely. So we do know that the most sensitive test that you can do is a PCR test. So if you have symptoms and you have a negative antigen test, then we do ask you to go and get a PCR to make sure that those symptoms are not attributable to COVID. But those antigen tests still work quite well. And they work well, especially in places that we're using like in higher education, in tests to stay in schools where we're doing several tests, one every other day, every third day. And that's really when they work well as well. So we still are encouraging their use. They may not work as well as they had for the Delta variant.
The conspiracy theories got this right immediately. Even the guy, Roger Mullins, what was his name again? The inventor of the PCR test said, you can basically test for anything. This is not the way to do it. This is not how it should be used. This is insane. And now they are 2 years later. There's a couple of things here weird things. They've reintroduced the influenza in their statistics again in 2022. And again, maybe that's because, you know, you'll begin to see a lot of deaths now, and then you can go back to attribute it to the flu as opposed to the vaccine.
And now it's also a lot of talks again of bird flu, right? That's coming back.
Yeah. This means that for the past 21 months, people sat home for extra days and weeks because their test came back with an irrelevant response. We didn't know this 6, 12, 18 months ago, really? You know, so anyway, this is, you know, it's all turning out. We know what's happening here, right? Check out this one. This is more proof that the blending in between of this idea that the vaccine is the virus, right? That you produce the very things that you can test positive in your body when you take this vaccine, which we know it's not, but let's use their terminology for once. There's an Antarctic outpost full with the Belgians down there, and they have been hit hard with a COVID-19 outbreak. They were all double jabbed and boosted by all the people there at this lab. So how in the world, if they're far removed from the rest of society, no one presumably in quite some time, I assume, has flown in and out of that. And even if they did, of course, we know that they would test them beforehand. They make sure that they don't drag this disease there, etc. This would be like sending someone to the ISS without testing them first or making sure that they, you know, have all the things they need to not bring some kind of disease to this station, right? So this proves more too that it's the vaccine that is the driver. And again,
we didn't say it was 100% effective. When they say, right? There's always chances of an outbreak.
Yeah, they've admitted also that the efficacy of the vaccine, they've gone from 99% to 98% effective down to basically 5% or something now, but. The point as well here is not, well, this is a contradiction. How can you say, Henrik, that, I thought you don't believe in the tests and stuff. This is just, we're in their world now, this is to show, look at the contradictions and look at how this is not supposed to happen. If their science is correct, this is not supposed to even be a thing. They should never have gotten this thing down there, right? And why did they do that then? Well, they were vaccinated. So my point is, maybe they tested positive. Absolutely. Of course, it could be completely false positives, which is totally understandable. So we don't know yet. In every instance, we don't know. Is it the vaccine that's producing these false positives, or is it just a false positive from the PCR test or something, right? Who knows? Anyway, that happened. What else do we have here? Oh, this is kind of interesting too. Some media tricks here. Let me see if I can zoom in here a little bit. The CTV Calgary had a screenshot. Let me get full screen. I was going to save these down, but I couldn't. I didn't have time. Vaccinated now outnumber the unvaccinated in Calgary hospitals. And then someone from the media channel explains this there. So of course, people picked that up and said, "Oh, will you look at that?" So of course, then they changed. They changed their tweet. They said, "Vaccinated hospitals patients outspace the unvaccinated, but it doesn't mean the shots don't work." It's the same thing. No. It's still. This is the proof that it's working.
Double thing.
And this is how they changed the tweet, or they deleted that, I think. And this is how they did a new one. Numbers showing the majority of Alberta's COVID-19 hospital admissions are in vaccinated individuals don't tell the entire story, regardless of what some conspiracy theorists believe.
They're going to be working overtime to try and fix this.
Sometimes they accidentally just say it first, and then they remember that it was like videos in, I think it was Belgium or Holland or something like that.
They first print the truth, and then they're like, "Oh shoot, yeah. No, we can't do that."
Whoa. Okay, backpedal, right? Is another thing that the conspiracy theorists got right. The boosters will never end. I think Israel is on their fifth now. I mean, officially, right? Moderna CEO warns people may need a fourth COVID shot as efficacy of boosters likely to decline over time. And I love that they're going like this would be like going to, let me see. I don't really think I need to make an analogy because it's so in your face, right? Of like they're going to the CDC of the one of the companies that are set to gain most financially from this to ask them, should we take more of your product? Do you think taking more of your product will be good for us? Do we need that? Yes, absolutely need that. This is, of course, just because they're controlled by the pharmaceutical companies. The media is getting like tons of money from the pharma industry. And here's Albert Bourla, of course, CEO of Pfizer, talking about how they're introducing now a new mRNA-based vaccine for shingles. That's right. So this is the new territory that we're entering into. Every aspect of every disease, everything that can be updated genetically will be eventually with mRNA technology. Pretty crazy, huh? All right. What else do we have here? Well, this is kind of interesting. Let me play a little clip by our favorite regime leader, Biden. Look at what he said about your kids. Listen to this.
And for parents with kids too young to be vaccinated, surround your kids with people who are vaccinated.
Did you hear that?
Oh, so are you saying that they can get vaccinated by being around, just simply being around them? That there's a yes. Shedding process that happens? I thought that was also tinfoil hat nonsense, too.
So, I mean, he's not admitting that?
Yeah, but it slips out that way.
Let me see. I should have pulled in those headlines. I'm going to do a quick search here, but we can look at this one in the meantime. This is actually an updated version of those that I wanted to show you.
Or does he mean like the unvaccinated kids all have cooties, right? So you can't let your kids hang out with those kids, right?
Well, what they mean is
the ones that are vaccinated are the clean ones.
Yeah, they're the ones who are not going to have it. And then ironically, of course, the ones that are vaccinated are the people that are, of course, going
the ones
to
you
give
don't
it,
want your kids
going
to play
to
around.
Give it to the kids, right? Yeah. And so here's the headlines. Let me pull those in real quick. The one you see here on the screen right now is from yesterday, which so they're continuing talking about these stories where they're saying that there's, frankly, the headline is weird, right? Because this, what they're talking about is the technology that has to do with the vaccines that are like auto-spreading vaccines in a community, right? They've done animal tests right now. Let me show you a couple of these headlines real quick, right? That where it's self-spreading. Now we have the technology to develop vaccines that spread themselves, right? Vaccines of the future could be as contagious as viruses. Again, you see the blending between vaccine and virus, the function of it, right? A vaccine that could spread like a virus. Scientists are working on vaccines that spreads like a disease. What could possibly go wrong? And here's a little info page here of self-spreading vaccines, right? We've talked about this in the past too. Scientists plan bizarre self-spreading vaccine to fight pandemic. And so, of course, that's what he's kind of, I'm not saying he's alluding to that, but that would be the essentially the effect of it, that that's already happening with the shedding, right?
Yeah, and they've already been toying with that with animals and rabies.
That's right. So you just give it to a few selected animals, then it spreads to all the other ones, whether they want it or not. I mean, soon enough, it will be in your food. They're talking about lettuce produced that is a vaccine and food at the same time, right? But yeah, so this one says, scientists creating risky self-spreading viruses in the U.S. and EU paper warns. Excuse me, but isn't a virus that would be spreading anyway. How could you create it as self-spreading? Frankly, it doesn't make sense to me, but then if you scroll down in the article and read, you're like, aha, okay, that's what they're talking about. Let me see here. Where is it? Let me type it in here. I was looking for the... Yeah, here we go. The scientists hope that the viruses could be used like insecticides to protect crops or even used like a vaccine to spread immunity from one host to another. And again, then you realize, like, well, your body is producing part, at least, of the virus, right? The spike protein, if you believe such a thing. So there you go. That's the good that's the good stuff they're working off. Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
So they'll just spread it without you knowing it. They'll just spray it out in the sky, right?
mRNA update for everybody, whether you like it or not, whether you consented to it, whatever. Just like release the bioweapons and then let's just see what happens. Maybe it will kill everybody. Maybe it won't. Look, but that's all worth it. Here's our favorite doctor, Dr. Tony Fauci, talking about, we'll go back to the kids issue here now too, on talking about jabs for the 6 months to five-year-olds. Listen to this here.
Well, just a word about children, because we've getting asked about that. The Omicron variant so far appears to be less severe than the Delta, but remember the caveat. Rapid community of spread is seeing larger numbers of children being hospitalized, again, mostly among the unvaccinated.
No.
And about vaccination, just to refresh your memory, the Pfizer-BioNTech is now authorized and recommended for children from 5 to 17. Children from 12 to 17 can get a booster. The FDA authorized 12 to 15, and as Dr. Walensky said, today the ACIP will meet about that for recommendation. And finally, a question that many ask, and I'm sure many of the reporters who have children are asking this, what about kids from 6 months to 5 years?
Holy
Those
shit.
Studies are ongoing now to get the right dosage regimen to get to where we want to be. And likely the clinical trial.
Oops, we got the wrong dose in that 6 month old.
In individuals less than 5 years, hopefully in the first half, hopefully towards the earlier part of the first half, we may have some information so that we can vaccinate children of that age.
Hopefully. Again, Can you show me a long-term study that shows the how safe this is? No, they can't.
They're going to be pushing this as soon as women have a baby in the hospital. It's going to be like, here's a COVID shot.
Absolutely, COVID. And that's why my fear is, and this is where the dialogue is going now with these authorities and the media, no, it's endemic. It's here to stay forever. It doesn't matter, you know, the fake testing, all of that will just continue, keep going. And it will just be, no, you got to be vaccinated against that. You won't do anything in society, that's it. This will never go away. Can you imagine how this would benefit them, right? And of course, here's a slice of Germany.
Not when a bunch of people are dying, if that happens.
No.
It actually won't benefit them. They think that it will, but it doesn't turn out the way that they want.
Yeah. Before we talk about this one, I forgot here. Check this, another clip surfaced from Fauci back from 2009, talking about basically guaranteed income for the vaccine companies. How that actually would be good if we had regular vaccines when it comes to the flu. I think he uses the word flu pandemic.
I can't believe he's so arrogant that he actually admits some of these things on C-SPAN years ago.
Well, it's just crazy conspiracy people that care about this kind of stuff, right? We'd put the dots together. Listen to this.
You know, as a public health person, I would think that the goal that I would see to really stabilize the system and therefore make it less of a crisis issue when you get to have a pandemic flu, which we know will again occur as was predicted, even though they're rare events, they do occur, is to get as many people vaccinated.
So again, he knows that this will happen somehow magically, right?
Vaccinated as possible. And what we foresee in the future is that influenza vaccine will be something that is essentially a routine vaccination for everyone. And if we then transition that into the universal vaccine, then you may only have to do that every couple of years and get people protected not only from seasonal flu, but from pandemic flu. In my mind, that's the end game. And that's good for the companies, too, because they're going to know and predict that every year the vast majority of the American population
account.
Is going to get vaccinated, not having to guess will they or will they not this year or next year.
Guaranteed income for for big pharma, essentially. There will be a pandemic flu, and everybody will be mandatory vaccinated for this about every year. All right. Okay, man. Whatever you say. They're totally not a conspiracy. They don't know anything about what's going on here, and this just caught them all by surprise. No one knew anything like this would ever happen. All right.
It's crazy. It's happening.
Germany, double vaccinated no longer allowed into restaurants without taking tests. Only triple vaccinated are now allowed inside. So this is what we talked about. Here's when the non-boosted begins fighting with the triple jabbed, and soon it will be the quadrupled jabbed, the quanta jabbed, the hexa jab, right? It'll just keep going. It will never end. You will not be able to obey your way out of this, okay? It will never end, and they're going to keep give you jabs until you either die or your immune system is so dependent that you won't be able to do anything else, right? That's where this is going. Okay. Let me see. Did you have any there?
Yeah, let me catch up. Yeah. I was just reading that Guardian piece there about the French MPs that are passing this controversial COVID vaccine bill with large majority. Controversial, a tyrannical bill to not allow access into restaurants, theaters, and other places unless you're vaccinated, right? And Macron's pledge to piss off those who are unvaccinated, right? So what is it? This bill passed by 214 votes, 93 against, and then 27 who didn't want to vote. Who are those 27 that are on the fence about this?
Yeah.
I love how it's controversial. This total tyrannical bill to not allow you in anywhere is just, it's controversial.
Controversial. This is kind of controversial. We're just going to kick people out of society. Well,
and they claim 90% of French people have been fully jabbed, whatever that means nowadays. Does that mean two? Does that mean four? How many does that mean?
They will keep changing. Eventually there will be, no, it's only 60% now that have been fully vaccinated. Oh, it's only 30. You better catch up. By the way, just quick mention of that, it goes beyond just pissing off, right? There was a specific word. I read a whole thing about it, how the word that he used in French, right, it was like related to shit, essentially. Emmerde, I think, like to piss off. It was like to relate to the word merde, right, which is shit, as far as I understand it, isn't it? Or something like that. Or make it like your life a living hell. It's going to be shitty being unvaccinated. And in fact, he even considers vaccine-free to not be French citizens. There's now, in other words, where this is going is there's a talk of revoking citizenship to people that are not obeying on the COVID front. That basically means you would be technically an enemy combatant inside of your own territorial lines.
Being in France for generations, your people are France, and then this prick is going to then tell you, oh, you're not French anymore. I'm going to kick you out because you're not getting this job. I mean, that's just amazing.
Legally, you would have a similar situation to like when Judea declared war on Germany. Interestingly, to actually make that comparison for once, but like, oh, okay. So you have a declaration of war. It's for the same reason that the Americans rounded up Japanese Americans, right? Because it was like, well, they're Japanese. We don't know if they're going to side with Japan. We just went to war with them. We can't have these Japanese people running around. They might bomb us. They might do terrorist attacks. All kinds of things must happen. Is it a shitty situation? Sure. Were some of them good and wouldn't do anything? Yeah, sure. But you can't just guess about this shit, right? So this is the logic that they're using. They're saying they're now not citizens, and they're violating every single law that we have regarding the vaccines. So the only thing we can do is literally to round them up and either place them somewhere, right, to make sure that they're like far removed legally, that we have to be removed from society. Maybe there's an island that will open up that everyone
and
has
then,
to go
and
to.
And then if all the vaccine-free people are like, great, we'll start our own France over here. Let's have a line and carve up some territory. No, you can't do that either. You can't have independence and have your own thing.
No, of course not. Absolutely not. No, it's a global coverage of that. You're just you'll be in a limbo until we can decide whether we should.
Well, there was a Scottish newspaper, too, that was asking readers, should we have, here we go, COVID internment camps?
Yep.
Should we be doing that? And you know how it is, they all copy each other. Yeah. One country does it, then the other one. Oh, that's a good idea. Oh, we can do that now? Okay, we could. Oh, good.
Hey,
we can round them up and like forcefully jab them now? Great. Let's do it.
Can you send me the statistics and the paperwork of how the camps did that go down well? Was that successful? Yeah. Okay, we should do that. Shouldn't we do that too? This is a great idea. Let's build camps.
Something like that is not going to go over well in America with the half of the armed population who is resisting this stuff.
Yep, but you know they're gonna try.
This is again tinfoil hat stuff, right? Yep. We're like they're literally. I mean, this was a couple years ago. We were talking about that, like these camps to put people in and stuff. Yeah, right away, and then it was like, oh, that's not happening.
They literally talked about it immediately.
Just casually asked the question.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It was the CDC, in fact, and they still have that literature on their website about how they're going to create so-called green zones for your protection, of course. And that's where you're going to have to go at some point when you're unvaccinated, for vaccine free, right? I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that that's going to happen or this is over. I'm just saying that's their plan. I don't think they're going to pull this off, but we'll just have to see, right? Anyway, do you want to take a couple of the...
Yeah, let me refresh here.
Yep.
Let's see.
Otherwise, I can take another.
A Lycan Warrior. I posted that article about Hitler and the vaccines on a Normie forum. The mods deleted it.
I heard that,
people
yeah.
really don't. Yeah, exactly. It's funny.
Oh, my God.
Lycan Warrior also reminds me of a conversation thread on one of Styx's videos where the poster interviewed World War II survivors who lived under both Nazi and communist rule. All the survivors indicated that the commies were much worse than the Nazis. Interesting.
Yep.
Other posters to that thread said the same thing. Mm-hmm. Yes. Shadow governments.
They were considered heroes and liberated them from communism.
Yeah, they were anti-communist.
Invaded, you know?
Shadow government. Trotsky's seed, NIH director for drug abuse, made a video with Fauci covering how COVID is creating a mass fentanyl addiction plant.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, we've
gotten
into that. And the
deaths are out of control from that now. But they are not going to be counted as part of the COVID thing, you see? No. That's just, oh, no, this is suicide, completely unrelated, you know?
Virginia Drifter says, happy Friday's Day to Henrik, Lana, and Red Eye's family. Henrik, the clip you played on the last No Go Zone on how the spike proteins was most toxic to white and black women's reproductive systems, but not Jews, was very powerful and incriminating. I think you remind us of it from time to time.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I can cue it up here and we can play in it a bit. But yeah, that's... what the hell is that, right? And again, it begs that question
you
of like,
ask.
Who's did you see the? Because I know you don't watch, you know, everything that that I show and stuff like that every time. But the Utah, the tech guy from the Utah company and Entrata or something that said that and I'm quoting here: the COVID vaccine is the Jews' plan to kill us all or something mm-hmm. to that effect. Did you mm-hmm. see that one?
I didn't see it.
Okay, yeah, that was kind of. It's like, why in the world would he say something like that, right? But it kind of begs that question. It's like, you're telling me that there's genetic specific susceptibility within this supposedly engineered thing?
Well,
and
they have been working on that kind
is the
of
most
thing for
receptive
a while.
Or like the most, at least when it comes to the infertility and stuff, right? So, yeah, it's crazy. And well, I'll pull that up in a moment. We can play that later. But yeah. Are you caught up?
Yep.
All right. So let me do this one then. We did the French stuff, so let's skip through those. Oh yeah, this one is kind of interesting too. Again, totally not. There's totally not going to be a microchip at the end of this, right? We talked about in the Weekend Warrior show a week or two back. The Swedish company, what were they called again? I forget the company's name, but they were pushing basically. They've been microchipping people in many areas in Sweden. Because this is hip and cool, and oh, look at me, I can open the door with my hand, and you know, silly things like this.
I can get into the club without an ID.
Yeah. Basically, yeah, basically get chipped to get into the club. You don't have to show anything. And so now, of course, they're using the COVID pass thing to put all your data about that, your COVID, validity in your passport, your licenses, or whatever the hell they call it, on your chip that you're getting in your hand, right? So that's happening. That's one thing. And then eventually it's going to be, well, you know what? That's a kind of a good idea. Why bother with QR codes? And let's just chip them all, right? A COVID passport microchip developer says chipping of humans happening whether we like it or not. The developer of an implanted microchip that is linked to a COVID vaccine passport says that the mass chipping of humans as a means of verifying compliance is happening
compliance.
Whether we like it or not.
Obey, slave.
Disruptive subdermals developed a scannable implant about the size of a grain of rice, which displays COVID-19 vaccine compliance information when scanned. Despite widespread criticism based on fears of a dystopian lurch towards a Big Brother society, the managing director of the tech startup brushed off such concerns during an interview with The Express. This technology exists and is used whether we like it or not. Okay, that is Hannes Sjöblad. Okay, well, there you go. That ties it around. I thought that this was actually a UK company, but there you go. So that is the company But that's a different name, though. I remember they were called something else, not disruptive. Anyway, Hans Sjöblad, Swedish name. That's why I caught that right away. So it's going to happen whether you like it or not. You're going to get this. And remember the Pfizer CEO again, Albert Bourla. He said he was talking about a chip in the actual medication that will activate when it like dissolves in the stomach acids or something like that. Like again, how they
just so they know that you
compliance,
took it, right?
Yeah. So like you can't hide. We'll put microchips and other types of technologies in your medication and your food, so we know that you've taken it, right? We're just cattle on the farm at this point. I mean, it is pretty crazy. Quick mention about this. We don't have to go into great detail. We're coming up at the end of the our time here today. Australian Prime Minister, of course, were threatening. I'm sure you saw the story. One of the top tennis players in the world, Novak Djokovic, about his vaccine exemption, that it was insufficient. And of course, most recently now, he has basically ended up in a prison. He's sitting in a prison now. First, they had said, Australia had said, you know what? Okay, I forget if they said, okay, it looks like your papers are in order, you know, kind of thing. Come, or if it was something like, oh, we'll see what happens when you show up. But basically, he had an exemption. He shows up in Australia, and they hadn't stopped him before then, and now they want to make an example out of him. This is, again, to signal to the rest of the world and say, even these top, you know, celebrity sports people, they're not getting away with any of this, and neither are you, slave. So they intentionally turned this into a shit show, and now he's in a prison, a flea-ridden prison with other illegal immigrants and such in Australia. And here is a video with his dad speaking out against this. Listen to this here, the tennis player's dad.
Novak and his team filed the same type of documents as those 25 other tennis players, and they didn't have any problems, just Novak. They wanted to humiliate him. They could have said, don't come, Novak, and that would have been okay. But no, they wanted to humiliate him, and they're still keeping him imprisoned. He's not in detention, he's in prison. They took all of his stuff, even his wallet. They left him with just a phone and no change of clothes, nowhere to wash his face. He's in prison. Our pride is a prisoner of these idiots. Shame on them. The whole free world, together with Serbia, should rise. This isn't a battle for Serbia, Novak. It's a battle for 7 or something billion people, for freedom of expression, free speech, freedom of behavior. Novak didn't break any laws, just as 7 billion people didn't break any laws. They want to subdue us and throw us all on our knees. It won't fly. Freedom, Novak. We're all with you.
All right, a little inspiring speech there from
crazy,
the dad,
though.
Right? So
crazy, treating him like this horrible criminal.
Yeah, so they turned this into a shit show, and now here's a second tennis player, similar fate as Novak. Natural immunity no longer considered valid vaccine exemption as goalposts moved in Australia. So I forget to mention, but yeah, the Australia Open, right, the big tennis tournament and stuff. But Novak has decided to take this battle, which is great because it brings attention just to how absurd this is. And he's kind of becoming a little bit of a rallying point, a node point in opposition, which is great. We need more people like this. Doesn't matter if you end up in a shitty situation. Do it for the greater good, literally, in this case. Like, take that fight. Make sure that you shove it in their faces and make a stink about it, because this is just insane, right?
Yeah.
Okay, last thing on the COVID thing, a positive story here. Remember this bullshit that Pfizer... actually, FDA, but it was they're in bed with each other, right? They're in bed. They're screwing, essentially. They're having an affair. The FDA had okayed Pfizer's request just to release 500 pages of their clinical studies or the trials per month, which would then, because this is how much paperwork and documents there is, we would take them 75 years to release all the available data about this study, right? And so now a federal judge had dismissed that and has ordered the FDA to produce Pfizer COVID-19 data at a rate of 55,000 pages per month instead. I don't know how long that would take us, but I'm sure that's like maybe within the scope of a few. How many documents, how many papers is this thing? 300,000 pages? Is it a million pages? I mean, this is ridiculous, right? I mean, 500 pages per month would take 75 years for them to release. Holy crap. And why? Because they know what the studies said. there's literally little girls that died.
They're dirty.
They
so
died,
dirty.
And they just said, nope, she just had a stomach ache, and it was not related at all to the vaccine. There are cases like that.
They're killers, right?
So anyway, we'll see where that goes, but that's actually a good thing. I'm pleased to report that a federal judge soundly rejected the FDA's request and ordered the FDA to produce all the data at a clip of 55,000 pages per month. Great win for transparency and removes one of the strangleholds federal health authorities have had on the data needed for independent scientists to offer solutions and address serious issues with the current vaccination
program. They'll just lie, though. They'll just manufacture different documents.
I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will, right?
Hey, I think we're missing some on Odyssey, too.
Oh, okay. Chats. Okay, let me take that. Thank you. Appreciate the heads up on that. Here we go. What do we have here? Let's see. Kevin Rogers, I think it is. Hope all heathens here know that historically Reconstructionist Yule is on the full moon. January 17th to 19th, 2022, a three-day Blut celebration. Lots of confusion about Yule. Yeah, I mean, in Sweden, we celebrated around the same time as the winter solstice and stuff. And again, this you can go back historically. You can look at this. You can look at the 13 days of celebration, how it was related to the lunar calendar. There's all these kinds of things, right? But yes, traditionally, this has moved back and forth. And part of that has to do with the movement of the calendars, going from the Julian to the Gregorian, things like that, too. I'm not too. It's fine. I mean, I'm just not too super picky about the dates.
Yeah, it's around this time frame.
right. But yeah, I mean, that's factually correct. Yes, there's a date on that that people have, you know, kind of set or whatever. But thank you for the reminder. Wiccans celebrated on the solstice, December 21st, and Christians on the 25th. I can cite all the sources for anyone who wants to know the truth. Thank you, Kevin Rogers. Appreciate that. Aaron Kasparov, good to see you as well, says the masses who survive will never figure it out because the graphene and the nanotech in the shots will interact with 5G frequencies that will continually tell them you own nothing and you are happy.
Yeah.
So apparently, I haven't covered this yet, but the guy behind the fifth column in Spain, he had a couple of videos in the past. We talked about these. He was looking at the graphene oxide early on. That became a thing that was all fact check and all this conspiracy theory or whatever. He had a new video out where he showed that there was these essentially what looked like circuitry, like nanoscale type of circuitry in the vaccine, supposedly. I just saw it in passing. I haven't looked at that whole presentation he did yet. But that seemed kind of interesting. Coincidentally, though, there has been a rollout and an advancement of 5G in the U.S. over the, I think, at the last few days of this week. And there's a discussion now, something called the C-band when it comes to the 5G. Technically, it might actually be considered still under the 4G technology or frequency range or whatever you want to call it, or generation. I guess it's new generations of this, right? But yeah, they're going to expand to the C-band, which is, what was it, somewhere between 3.5 to 3.9 gigahertz, I think, like that. And there's a rollout happening in conjunction with this. I'm sure if we get some weird symptoms and weird waves of like radically altered health issues happening within the next couple of months as a result of some kind of
there's
rollout.
There's something to it.
I'm sure.
There's something to it. Because, you know, I remember right before I had got sick, what was it, in the summertime, I looked at a 5G tower that was right there. And I remember getting this really bad vibe and these weird feelings were coming over me. It was very strange, but I think there's something to this 5G connection, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost sometimes, usually people, they dismiss an initial intuition that they get or something, right? You get a hunch about something and you feel... Mm-hmm.
You talk yourself out of it.
But then you're like, you ration your way out of it. Like, yeah. No, it can't be what it is. It's something strange.
Then you come back to it after you learn some more things.
Yeah,
and then
many
you're
times
like, okay, so my initial reaction was
right. My initial reaction was right. The first cold reading of a situation is not always, but many times it's correct, right? And of course, you know, do you see things because you've heard things and project things? Yeah, of course that happens, right? But at the same time, it's like, look, these, I'm not saying everything is because of the 5G thing, but clearly, being bathed in these new frequencies is not good for any bioorganism.
Yeah.
It's just a fact. I mean, we've been over this. Even the 2.5 or 2.4 gigahertz range microwaves, it's like shows degradation in genetic material over time. Actually, it's multi-generational even, which makes it worse. It's like something that actually alters the genes over time, or like degrades it essentially, right? I mean, it's crazy. Thank you, Aaron. Good to see you as well. Jack Passmore says, is it vaccinated or containment contaminated. That's what the word is. Sorry, I'm spurging out here. Is it vaccinated or contaminated? I'm dead serious. We need to live in the woods. That's what it feels like sometimes. But, you know, you can thank the hero, the conservative hero, Elon Musk, for having a global coverage of 5G with all his satellite network, Skynet, right? Jay Wallace says, remember when Israel said that they've had a COVID vaccine in 3 days back in March 2020? Was that what they said? Like they had it before everyone else? What, that
That's
what,
right.
Was that what they did?
They did.
Oh, interesting. And Feroz, is it Chichawa? I always get that wrong. Chichawa? How do you say it again? Chichawa. What's the dog name? You know what the dog
Chihuahua.
Is. Chihuahua. That's right.
Yeah.
Ferocious. Chihuahua says, Chi Chow Cha. Thank you. Is that Chinese? That kind of sounds Chinese. All right. Thank you. Appreciate that. Do you want to do last
I think we should end on this school board meeting.
Then we can do that. That's a good
little
idea.
Clip of that. Ended on a more of a high note because yes. it's entertaining. You know, these school board meetings are becoming fun to watch, right?
Yes, that's absolutely
when people
correct.
Just go up on the soapbox and tell off these masked board members. It's always entertaining.
All right. Let's play.
I've been here for 7 years. I thought this was a conservative area. When I see members of the board of the schools that are in control of our children and the way they think, I'm disgusted. This is exactly why my kids are at home, homeschooled, staying away from people like you that want to poison their minds and think that there's something they should fear. You guys are like the boogeyman. You're creating hysteria and you're creating a generation of children with social anxiety. Yep. You're going to create an entire generation of pill-popping junkies. Yep. And this is going to be your doing. Because they have no idea what other people's faces and smiles look like. They're going to grow up in a world of angry, bitter people, pissed off citizens who have no idea. This mouth plays a major role in nonverbal communication. I've taken psychology classes. I went through the indoctrination camps. I got my bachelor's degree from Sac State. Okay? I went to Sierra College. I made it through. And you know what? I learned that there are people who will stand up for the kids, and there's people like you. People that pretend like you stand up for the kids because you want the paycheck, you want the cool name, you're president. Well, I'm president too, bro. We're both president of a group. Congratulations. But I stand up for the kids. That's the difference. I stand up for the kids in the community. I put my life on the line for these kids. I stand up for everybody's kids in all the communities. You understand? I don't do it on a 9-to-5 basis. I do it Monday through Sunday, 12 to 12. These women right here, it's sad you beta males let these women lead by example. Okay. You sad little betas. You are seen as weak, minuscule men. And I tell my boy, men like you, those aren't men. You understand? You will be weak, minuscule men the rest of your lives. And I'm not going to let you influence the other boys in this community to be little cucks. You understand? This is a city of men, not betas. Non-gender identified people, you understand? Okay? There are men and there are women. And there are betas and there's alphas. And this Omicron crap is a joke. Take the mask off, take a deep breath, go do some yoga, wear your mask, okay? And another time, stop getting our children's brains. This is psychological damage. And I know you're looking at me, bro, because you know what I'm saying? It's truth. You know it. You're going to go home and sleep on this, and it's going to bother you. And I'll be back in 2 weeks, bro. I'll be back every 2 weeks because I own my own business. I homeschool my kids, and I can do that because no one else signs my checks. You understand? We sign your checks. And you best bet I'm going to run a boatload of people against you guys. There ain't going to be no easy-peasy election next time. You understand? There's going to be at least two or three of you for each position. It is a whitewash. You guys are toast. You will not allow for this. I don't care what you've done in your community. Because this is enough. You can go do all the good you want, but when you poison my kid's mind, it's done. Okay? You crossed the line. So I'm letting you know. We're pissed, and it's enough.
Guaranteed right, one of those on the board there, one of those guys, has definitely got that butt plug from Nordy's.
Yeah.
I love it, though, when people show up and just tell them off to their face. They deserve that. And they always have their mask, right? So they can't, you can't see how ashamed reaction. They really are underneath there.
Yeah.
If they're crying or whatever.
Yeah, it's true. Well, good for him. I mean, that's what it is. But that will get you. I'm not saying this to discourage the guy. This is great.
He didn't
keep doing
them,
it.
Though.
This is the
said he was going to
clearly
people are going to run
the narrative.
Against him.
Clearly a terrorist, right? This is he needs to go on a list. How dare he?
Oh my
speak
God!
Up
he called
the
them betas
board.
And cucks.
Yeah, he's using the language of the right wing, you know, and it's cringy as Let's Go Brandon is at this point. It's still you use that, and then you're like, oh well, That settles it right there. That's all the proof you need. They are in on it, and they're a terrorist, right? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to wrap up right there. Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, of course, as usual. We are going to be back here on Sunday. Usually it's up Mondays because of the editing sometimes, but that's me because we put a lot of effort in and we want to make it good for you guys and enjoyable and well-produced and all that stuff. But Weekend Warrior is up next. Check that out then. It's coming up Sunday. If you want to join us there, subscribestar.com/redeyestv. That's a good option. We're actually closer to 300, by the way, too. So we're like 192, 3 right now. So, you know, cool. Don't stop. We want to reach 300. And then we'll do something special. We've talked about that a few times. But yeah, we'll do a long stream. We'll do an AMA, or maybe we'll do a call-in show. Maybe we'll do a specific video. We'll ask you guests. But anyway, entrepreneur.live/redeyestv. You can join us over there as well. They do have a monthly option if you prefer, an auto-recurring monthly option, or you can do a one-time payment. And of course, the longer subscription you get, we have them all the way up to 2 years, the cheaper it gets per month as well. So that's a way to kind of get the price down if you prefer it that way. We do have a Cash App. You have that right on screen there. We have an ACH e-check option for those of you in the U.S. That's a good option, holding as well. We do take cryptos as well. If you have a crypto that we don't have listed on the redicemembers.com, just send us an email, and I'm sure we could provide you with an address for it. Redicemembers.com, just click on sign up, set up an account, it's quick and easy. And then if you choose your sub, click next, you get to a page that have all the instructions on how you can make a payment. And this is the method that we use to navigate around and over and through all the financial blocks and censorship that we're suffering from. So remember, every time you, or when you do sign up or when you renew, if there's a message that you can include, like a memo or something like that, always write your username or email that you have on redeyesmembers.com so we can link your accounts and connect your payment with your account. Otherwise, of course, just send us a DM if it's on Subscribestar or an email, redeyes@protonmail.com, just let us know that you've signed up, and we'll get that sorted out for you guys.
That's right. And then also on Tuesday, I'm going to be doing more interviews. So I'll do another live one on Tuesday with this girl who goes by Comfy. So look out for that.
Cool.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
We're going to wrap up right there. So thank you again, boys and girls. We do appreciate you. I think that's... let me play this one then. We'll lead out with this one. But here's a reminder again of the ACE. I think this is the ACE2 receptors, receptability. Pretty crazy. This kind of suggests that there's some kind of targeting of a specific group here. We'll see you guys over the weekend. Take care, everybody. Bye.
From this vaccine... What do we find out about the spike protein? The spike protein turns out that it's very specific to humans. There's ACE2 pathways both in sperm and in the human ovary. This talks about genetic susceptibility of the virus, meaning that this thing is racially specific. So if you're looking at ovaries, I'm going to tell you, this is not something that everybody wants to talk about, but if you're looking at somebody's ovaries, here's the way it's going to go. That your genetic susceptibility goes up by race. And it's if you're African Black, you have a 39% upregulation of your ACE2 pathways. Whites and non-African Blacks, Caucasians from Europe, it's a 54% upregulation. And then for some reason, Ashkenazi Jews and Amish have zero upregulation.
Do you love Red Ice? Want more? Get access to exclusive material by signing up for a Red Ice membership. You'll be able to watch Weekend Warrior, our flagship show, the second hour of interviews, and other special feature videos only for subscribers. Were you a member and we lost you along the way? Renew! We love and appreciate you guys and gals and cannot do this without you. Help us be a sane voice, a lighthouse in the sea of insanity. As times get tougher, as people are searching for answers, they're going to need content like Red Ice. A little of all your support can go a long way. Thank you.